Everybody loves Donna Mike.
Let's get retarded in here.
Everybody here, everybody here. Get into it, get stoked.
Come on,
get retarded,
come on.
Get retarded, get retarded.
And welcome to the best of Don and Mike. Tuesday afternoon, March 22nd. I'm your host, Art Inger here, the legendary Joe Artinger, with you on this Tuesday afternoon. Did I say it's Tuesday? Seems like just yesterday it was Monday. Like I said before, welcome. It's the best of Don and Mike. Don and Mike on vacation for a couple of weeks, getting some much needed rest and a break in as well. You know, I was watching the news today, and I thought to myself, it's a crazy world out there, but it's okay, because you and I together are going to see it through by listening to Best Of all day long, and I can tell you that I've got fantastic notes in front of me. We've got great stuff to listen to today, so let's get retarded in here. Let's get into the Best Of Don and Mike. I remember this one. Frida built a shoe room. And Mike O'Mara got a newspaper article. It's the Best Of Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello, sweetheart.
Oh, darling.
Making a very rare appearance now. Enjoy that.
Wow, early in the show.
Are you? I know. I'm at work, so I can't be too rowdy.
Oh, listen to how mellow she is.
Very sophisticated.
Frida has a real job and everything. Well, honey, I'm glad you had a moment to grace us with your presence. Hey, what's up with that crazy shoe room of yours? What's up with this? That I never do anything in our house. Never have the whole time we've been married. All I do is pay for everything, but I've never actually done anything.
You painted the pink shoe room.
Painted my room, and then I wallpapered and put up shelves for my shoes.
And purses. And this is, in case you're wondering, this is not a closet. This, in a previous incarnation, was the room of a young boy, our son, growing up, in which this room had bunk beds.
Right.
A desk.
How did the boy feel about it? I remember when I went to college and came back and my room had been kind of converted into a guest room, I felt a little sad. Was there any sadness on his part?
He got moved to a different room. But really, his room, when he comes back home, like he is now for spring break, and you know, he's up at the beach now, but he's coming back.
Right.
His room is actually everywhere.
He kind of hangs out all over the place.
Yeah,
and my room was perfectly preserved to this day. As a matter of fact.
Oh, God.
Really? You know, that's
a shrine.
That's kind of creepy.
It's a shrine.
You know what? That's really a coincidence, because we have a shrine to you in our house, too.
Really?
I mean, just everybody has a shrine.
You're like
to
Albert
you.
Brooks and Mother.
Everyone should.
So, listen, really, what is the deal, though? At no point did you ever say to me, hey, when we're going to be painting this room and you're going to wallpaper, it's just going to be a tribute to your shoes. And here's the thing that worries me. She built, how many shelves are in going along that wall?
Yeah, I know what you're
going to do. How many shelves, baby?
Let's see. They're 11 feet long, and there are 6 of them.
Can we get an estimate on the number of shoes?
She doesn't have enough shoes to fill up all of the spaces.
What would be a conservative guess?
Yeah, Imelda? Imelda Frida Marcos?
So they're only half full. And so
How many pairs, darling? How many pairs of shoes do you have up there, off the top of your head? How many are currently on display in the shoe room?
I would say no more than a couple hundred.
Are you being serious?
Yes.
A couple hundred pairs.
Mike, I'm telling you when
a couple hundred pairs.
Individuals.
No, there's at least 50 pairs of shoes. When I tell you that she has taken the wall of an entire regular sized bedroom.
Right.
Wow. And there are only shoes on the wall, and that's the first thing I thought is, oh, crap. She's got like 8 feet where there are no shoes on this one part of the shelf.
How do you organize that?
If I had 8 feet, I'd need even more shoes.
So about 100 shoes.
That's what
is it? 200 shoes, 100 pairs.
And you bust my stones about cigars. And I'll, I just keep them in a box. I don't have a room that's been painted with shells.
Turnabout is fair play. I will ask you that question currently because you know now I'm smoking cigars again and I'm fascinated. Conservatively, if you could get me, I know you know it down probably to the individual cigar.
I hoard, Mike.
How many,
Mike?
How many cigars do you have currently?
See, it's not the same thing as shoes because I hoard and I collect.
I understand, but I'm fascinated just to know. This is probably more about me than your wife, but I'm curious how many cigars you currently have in your possession.
At home? At this place?
At home? Oh, yes, because you have some in other locations?
Yes.
Buried in the backyard.
That is, what do they call the girls on The Sopranos? That is Gumas.
Am I Gumas? No, I was talking about, like, at the beach. I got about, at our place at the beach, I got about 100.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I guess at home, I got, 2,000?
2,000?
2,000.
See, when I tell people, I say 10.
10,000?
Yeah, it just sounds better.
Yeah.
Impressive. Well, I mean, because that's kind of a, you know, badge of honor when you're a cigar.
There might be, you know, if you count the dog rockets, there might be 3,000 in there.
3,000
I've got 2,000 good ones, and then I've got like 1,000 that I give. And this, hey, this is a wonderful tip for anybody becoming socializing in my house. I got about 1,000 junk cigars that I give to people when they come over. You know, because everybody's got them. But listen, this is not the question.
No, I didn't mean to turn it on you.
The question was not about me. The question was about you and what the hell you've done to our house now by turning it. Not only is it pink, which I don't care because you're a girl.
Dressing room. Yeah, you're not even supposed to go in there.
No,
it's where I dress.
But babe, it's not a dressing room. It's a room for your shoes. God, it's like it's half Barbie and half Sex in the City.
When are you going to open the room up for your hats?
No, there is one hat, token hat on that rack, and so I will be adding hats and shoes as I go along.
Good. You're out of your mind. I want you to know you're saying this on a radio show. I don't mind admitting that I've got all these cigars. I don't mind it, but I would think in the court of public opinion, who's crazier? I've had.
You're crazy.
You're
funny.
I like you.
I love you.
I like you.
You're crazy. You're crazy.
Wow. I'd say you're crazier for building a room for your shoes.
It's like my dressing room.
No, it's like Emil DeMarcos, and it's like when I watch when they do Cribs. And they go like into Jennifer Lopez. They go to J-Lo's house,
right?
And, she walks it like, and in her house, it's expected. It's like, well, this is my shoe room.
Sure.
And of course, well, she's J-Lo. She has a shoe room.
Right. The shoe room.
Hello, you're Frida. You have a shoe room. You have a shoe room.
What would you like me to put on those shelves? I told you I was going to put up shelves. What did you think I was going to put on there?
I thought not footballs. I thought you put sweaters and junk up on there.
Why would sweaters be better than shoes?
Here's what I really thought you would put up on. All these shelves you're building?
Yeah.
I thought you would line the walls with photos of me.
Mementos.
Mementos of me. Of our life together.
I'll put photos of you under my shoes. How would that be?
that would be great. All right, well, that's it. Go back to work. Oh, I love saying that to her. Go back to work.
Okay, I can't play anymore.
Go back to work. Oh, and you're joining us tomorrow night
for Hank's
Look Around Cafe, right?
I'm hoping to meet the new gal pal.
Yeah, she will be there. You will be able to meet her.
Excellent. On display.
Yes.
Okay.
You will be able to meet her tomorrow night.
All right, baby.
Oh, good. I have to break in a new one.
now, be nice. Play nice.
I'm nice to all your women.
Thank you.
I've always been nice. It's you I'm not nice to.
I know. But you know what?
Look Around Cafe.
I'd be worried if it was any different.
Okay. All right.
See you tomorrow.
I love you. Bye. Love you too. Bye, sweetie.
Goodbye. Shoe. A room for shoes.
Wow.
That's crazy.
You're crazy. You're crazy.
This is crazy. You know, Mike is opening this restaurant. We're all excited about it.
Right.
Tomorrow night. Little did I know that you seek out the white hot lights of publicity coming to you from all forms of local newspapers that are distributed at various 7-Elevens and Safeways.
Well, two that I'm aware of, and if I could get more, I'd seek it out too.
I heard it was in four.
Well, I think it was one that got, but there were two things that were distributed that were different. But you told me that they were in different newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
It's a chain, I think.
Okay,
local papers.
Yeah, it's like the Journal paper.
I didn't know that. I thought it was only going to be in the one, but I was told that it was in the other ones. And if I could get more, I'd take it. I would.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's get into this.
Yeah.
This is the article from the would that be Prince William County Broad Run, in that whole area? Would that be the title of the newspaper?
I think it's called the Manassas Journal Messenger.
Okay. World Guardian.
Community paper.
There you go.
It's the Chicago Tribune. USA Today.
Headline, Hey Now.
Nice look around cafe.
No, that's not the headline. I don't have the headline. But the first line of the story reads, radio personality Mike O'Mara has bought Brady's, a popular Manassas pub and restaurant, since 1976. On Wednesday, which is tomorrow.
Yeah, that's I wonder if you got the same one, because that doesn't sound like one I've heard. Now I'm really nervous.
A red carpet on the front door of the facility at 8971 Center Street will welcome customers and proclaim the new name, O'Mara's Pub.
Yes.
A special name unveiling ceremony will take place that day, which happens to be St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, you are correct.
A tent will be set up outside the restaurant for a day-long celebration, complete with green and Guinness beer, live Irish music, and Irish bagpiper.
Yeah!
Irish dancers, Irish stew, corned beef and cabbage.
Had some today.
Shepherd's pie and a band. Matt Hall and Acme Music Company.
Two bands, actually, I think.
Wow. O'Mara, who bought the restaurant in November, does the Don and Mike Show 5 days a week on 106.7 WJFK.
I do. Why are you reading it like that?
Because I'm waiting to get to your quotes.
Yes, of course. I knew you would be.
Coming right up.
Yes.
The show is syndicated to about 45 other stations across the country.
Yes, it is.
Here's the first quote from Mike. The first thing we did was put in smoke eaters to clear the air, and follow that with putting in new tables, chairs, and bar stools, along with new carpeting and tiling, said O'Mara. A portion of the restaurant is smoke-free.
Oh.
A new MegaVision television has been installed and will be on for special sporting events.
Yes, it will.
Here's another quote from Mike.
Uh-huh.
We want to be a restaurant that caters to the entire family. We want people to come in for a nice family luncheon or dinner.
We do.
And then after 10 p.m. offer live music for the late crowd. Perfect, said O'Mara.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary. You're enjoying this, aren't you?
This is like from the cliche book. It's great.
Yes.
It's great. Oh, and then, and I know this is true, but also congratulations, because you go for the heartstrings.
Yeah.
Even now with my inflection, it could be hard not to notice this.
Right.
Owning a restaurant was a dream of his late father, William.
Yeah, that was a big plot.
I'm living his dream, he said. A new kitchen manager and head chef.
Incidentally, all of that completely made up.
a new kitchen manager.
Not true at all. I just wanted to, I wanted to get the sympathy.
Nice touch.
Kirk Metallion?
Metallion.
Is a graduate of the Culinary Institute of America and a U.S. Marine Corps veteran.
Wow.
Jerry Kay, the registered...
Kyle,
the restaurant's former manager, has stayed on. O'Mara is a native of Hartford, Connecticut. Attended American University, where he got his degree in broadcast journalism.
That also a lie.
He has been a part of the Don and Mike Show for 19 years. And lives in Broad Run in Western Prince William County.
Yes.
That is the story.
That's not the same one I think that I saw.
These are your quotes, right?
Those are all my quotes, yes. Yes, the part about the
new
family.
Tables, chairs, bar stools, carpeting, and lining.
You know, what's amazing is you didn't get the Jaivis quote that I really was sitting here prepared for you to
which
mock.
Which is what?
At.
Well, I'm sure.
I love the people in this town.
I love the people.
And you didn't get the part about I want to greet all the customers by name.
Thanks. Look around cafe.
No, you didn't really say that.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Did you really?
Sure.
Somebody do a search and find the article then. Because this is all I got.
That might be a chopped up version. I'm not sure. But there were more quotes. There were more quotes that, as you've so nicely put, would be right down cliche road. But I mean, hey, Don?
Yeah.
You know I mean all of them from my ticker.
With music for the late crowd. Say, moms and dads, got Junior and Missy on a Saturday afternoon? How about an ice cream sundae at O'Mara's? And Saturday night, while the children are with the babysitter, dance to your favorite disco music provided by DJ Mike.
No. No, we're not doing that.
You're not? Well,
no.
However, Mike will be there at O'Mara's.
Yes. Yes, I will.
When you want to be there, Mike will be there.
And you'll be there.
Briefly, yes, tomorrow night.
Well, how briefly? I'm curious how briefly.
Well, to be frank,
I have warned everybody that that they're very excited about you coming to the restaurant.
Well, I wouldn't.
I've also warned everybody, I said, because of the fact that prior to me having anything to do with it, because of the fact that it's the only Irish place around, there are a lot of people there in years past. There are people that have come there for years and years and years. I said, based on the turnout, I've just warned everybody. I said, I know how you are. If there was, like a line out the door or anything like that, you might just pull into the parking lot and say,
"Oh no,
we're not coming in."
No, you've already told me that you'll get us all in through the back way.
I got a table for you.
And
I'll have a table for you.
We want to see it. We want to see it.
Good.
But, as you discovered in Vegas, I'm not a night owl. I am. Mm-hmm. I am more than curious to see.
Well, everybody is very excited for you coming out tomorrow.
I'm curious to see the new tables, mm-hmm. the chairs.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's not going to make the same impression on you because you didn't see the old tables and the chairs.
But
you can't see the transition.
But here's the thing: if I walk in,
it might not look spectacular to you.
If I walk in and go, ugh.
No, you won't do that.
Okay. Well, see you right there. That's a free commercial for you. Mm-hmm. That I won't walk in and go. Ugh,
that's strong.
You might,
I know you. You might just play with me and walk in and go, ugh.
No,
I walk up to you and I see
that,
you.
I wouldn't do that to your face. I would never do that to your face.
You just do that behind my back.
Ugh.
Well, I've made special arrangements to have you treated extra nice.
Listen, I don't want any special arrangements. I want to just
I'm a little
be
nervous.
There.
I'm a very nervous person.
I know you are. I want to be there to
I've
support
been
you.
All, I've been nervous all week.
Want to support you in this venture. Mm-hmm. Don't want to get in the way. This is
nobody could be more supportive. You've been very, very supportive, and I understand that you're doing your job. And
the restaurant that caters to the entire family.
Yes, yes.
Too bad mm-hmm. Mike can't say that about the way he makes his living. He'd like people to.
That's
come in.
Not in the article.
He'd like people to come in for a nice family luncheon. Mm-hmm. When in reality, families, unless they're willing to talk about their deepest secrets, are not welcome on our show.
Stop it.
However, the late crowd, mm-hmm. That's where Mike knows his audience. Mm-hmm. Hello, late crowd.
Now, none of these quotes, these are Don's quotes that are being put in the article here.
Sure, it says I want to be a restaurant that caters to the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
But once 10 p.m. comes, games and guns and gambling.
Oh, you just made
come
it.
Play roulette.
Oh, my.
At O'Mara's.
And the authorities will run us right out of town.
Say, have you had a long day on the job? Come by O'Mara's for a glass of relaxation and a glass of relaxation with some of our beautiful waitstaff.
Mm-hmm.
Amy, Fantasia, Diana, Jennifer, Leah,
yes,
LaToya.
They'll all be there.
Jasmine, Camille, and John Peter Lewis.
Well, we're all excited about having you out tomorrow night.
Well,
we're
looking forward. Look around.
Should be
cafe.
A good party.
Mike, it ain't about me. It ain't about me. It's about you. Here's Jim, who is in front of your place right now. And finally, it's happening. The Hank Look Around Cafe.
You're always going to have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
And I mean that. You
it's
will.
It's happening. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Don. How you doing?
Hi. And Mike. We're doing great.
Hey, I'm in front of the place right now.
Okay.
And I got signs all over the front of the place that say O'Mara's. And on the side of the house, it's on the side of the building here, there's a side entrance, and it says Brady.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mike, when are you going to change this last sign here, bud?
I don't know, bud. Mike, if I might tell you, this man may be a future customer of yours.
Oh, we're going to change it tomorrow.
Hey, well, I...
You bet!
Manassas.
That's right, he came in head ring. You bet. What's that?
I do live here in Manassas.
Well, you know what? You're welcome all the time. And, so is your whole family.
Come on down to the Bacteria Cafeteria.
See me special.
This is very nice, I must tell you. Don, you're going to have a good time here.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
You know, I love all this kind wishes, but I will notice the tone here is, you know, it's kind of like, you know, hey, you're going to have a good time here. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Look around, Cafe.
It's a little disturbing to me. It's a little disconcerting being as nervous as I am.
You know, this is like when any celebrity puts his or her name on the line.
Yes, of course.
When you go to Don Shula's Steakhouse.
Yes. There's a little Shula in every piece of meat.
And I would hope the same would be true for O'Mara's. Whether it's for the bogus family hour, the bogus dinner hour, or the you bet he's serious as a heart attack late night action, it's O'Mara's.
The previous caller was a compensated spokesman.
So, good luck. I guess we'll talk about it tomorrow. You know, they're already up my about even mentioning this, saying, you know, that Mike should buy an advertising schedule. And I've said, why, I'm simply having fun with Mike's outside venture.
Yeah, and I had set aside a very significant amount of money back in January for that. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I got a little behind, about 2 weeks behind, and I wasn't able to do that for the schedule.
He's joking about our suspension. Mike will be proud to discuss that with you and your family. And when I say family, I mean old folks are welcome.
Yes, of course they are.
At O'Mara's, senior citizens always welcome.
Had some in today.
Youngsters, say, do you have a youngster that's been diagnosed with ADD? Say, is your child eating Ritalin like M&M's?
Buddy of coloring books.
Bring the toddler down to the nearly indestructible O'Mara's.
Give them the run of the place? Is that what you're saying?
Uh-huh.
Yes, very good. Okay.
How about this?
Mm-hmm. Oh, how about this? Here it comes.
Maybe.
Yes.
Just maybe, one night, you'll be lucky.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll win the Mike Award if you pull the urinal off the wall.
Don't stop it!
Here's the, that was something, right. That was years ago.
Yes. Yeah.
Here's the other article.
In the past.
Let's see, popular radio personality buys tavern by Bernie Skarton Jr.
Mm-hmm.
This might be the one you were talking about.
Yeah, that is.
Okay.
It's the same one. I mean, it's the same stuff that's in there.
Hold on. Preparation.
This has more, I think.
We want to be a restaurant caterer to the whole family. Hold on. O'Mara said the pub will offer a good selection of appetizers, soups, salads, hot and cold sandwiches, and house favorites.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
Thank you.
As a former member of a blues band he played at Brady's, when he discovered it was for sale, he bought it.
Cash.
Like the rich, petulant child that he is.
Stop it.
Nothing stops old Richie Rich.
Yeah, okay.
Hold on.
Rich, petulant child.
Here's another
rich, petulant. I've never been described by you as a rich, petulant child.
See, and I bet you didn't even know I could pull those words out.
Yeah, that's pretty good, though.
Here's another quote from Mike. I want to give the pub a personal touch away from chain cookie cutters.
Right, it's true.
Said O'Mara. Noting, and now this part, I'm not making this up, said O'Mara, noting he wants to greet all of his regular customers by name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Say, Mike, would you be willing to take the John Hogan clear channel promise on that one?
No.
Here is another question, Mike.
Yes.
Off the top of my head,
uh-huh.
Do you accept $1 million bills?
Yes, from you, of course.
I want to give the pub the personal touch away from the cookie cutters.
Right.
As a top priority, and Mike wants to meet the customers by name.
Mm-hmm.
As a top priority, he wants to surround himself with a professional staff. The spirit of cooperation he's received from other restaurants has been something special.
That's true.
That was a quote. Mm. Noting that all of them see growth potential in the city, which is, quote, good for us all.
Amen.
That's nice.
O'Mara said, I love the people in this town.
That's the one I thought.
God.
Jesus.
Making your way in the world today.
You're funny. O'Mara said he plans to offer a wide range of entertainment on weekends and will host special functions such as weddings, graduations, birthdays, or any special occasion.
All true.
O'Mara's a native, blah, blah, blah. Let's see. Mike enjoys playing golf in his free time and spending time with his daughters, Catherine 8 and Elizabeth 6. O'Mara loves baseball and said one of his biggest disappointments in life was being cut from his high school JV baseball team.
Yes. JV, not even varsity.
Mm. He went on to letter in hockey.
I had to throw that in.
Sure.
That's like something my kid would put in his resume. He also likes to participate in karaoke on Tuesday nights at his pub.
It's good to know.
You are, you know what, you're the combination of Hank, but you have Ed in you. That's a compliment.
Ed?
Ed McMahon.
Ed McMahon.
That, Hank was a dope. Ed is a carny and a salesman. And
thank you. Thank you so much.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
I appreciate being a combination of a carny and a dope.
But Mike, no.
Thank you so much. I could not be more thrilled with that stirring endorsement.
That came out the wrong way.
You think?
That came out the wrong way. No.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, it is cool. They say it can puncture the skin of a rhino from a...
Ow! Yes! That's awesome!
What?
You just took one in the jugular, man!
Whoa!
Yes!
Is this bad?
You should pull that out.
Wait. Pull it out.
The dart, man. Got a dart in your neck.
You're crazy, man. I like you, but you're crazy. I feel tired.
The Don and Mike Show. It's the best of Don and Mike.
That's right, and welcome back, everybody, to the best of Don and Mike. Legendary Joe Arnger with you on this. Well, in Washington, at least, it's a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Hope it is for you out there across the Don and Mike Radio Network. Now, getting back into the best of. In the last segment, they were talking about Mike's opening of his restaurant last year, and then they get a call from a visitor. It's the best of Don and Mike.
You got a guy, a beer distributor?
I mean, you got to have them. Yeah, you got them. They're all sorts of different ones.
Hello?
Hello, guys.
He got me. Yeah. Easy to get me, isn't it?
I know.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Look Around Cafe.
Easy to get me.
For the next couple of days, you just got a big bullseye on you.
I know I do.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Tommy.
I
know what you want to know.
I know everything is happening tomorrow night at Mike's new restaurant in Manassas.
Tom?
Yes? Go ahead, Don.
What are you going to say to Tom?
Tom, are you expecting your own special place?
Like what?
Like a table? Or, you know, because Mike's going to have an area for his friends.
Yeah, I like to be with Mike's friends tomorrow night. What time does the party start, Mike?
Mike's real friends,
what
not
time,
his radio
Mike?
Friends.
It's all day, Tom.
All day?
All day.
What time are you going to be there tomorrow?
Hey, probably about midnight.
What?
No, I'm kidding. I
turned the microphones off. So, wait. You want me to steer them away?
No, I mean, it's...
Because if not, I'll really do the cruelest thing.
You can't. Can you really? I mean,
Tom,
of course you can't.
Tom, it's 8 o'clock. Okay. Be there at 8 o'clock, but get there early to make sure you get a seat.
Yep.
And don't forget, Mike promises to greet you.
Okay, Tom?
All right.
Okay.
Hey, where's Charlie?
He's not here.
Charlie!
He's not here, Tom.
Tom, how do you spell... restaurant.
R-E-R-E-S.
Good start.
I-A-U-R-A-N-T.
Perfect.
Restaurant. How do you spell service?
Service?
Yes.
Service. S-A-V-I-E.
Right. How old are you, Tom?
44.
44, that's my age, Tom.
It is.
Yes, it is.
And how do you spell O'Mara?
O-M-A-L.
Omal.
Look it up in the phone book.
Thank you for that passionate Omal, Tom.
Frank, that's your... Is that your Arab cousin?
Yeah, Omal.
Mike Omal?
Omal.
Hey, it's Mike Omal.
Yeah, I'm going to be there, Tom.
Hello, Charlie.
He's not here.
His cousin Jor-El Omal.
Jor-El. Kal-El.
Kal-El.
And what was Superman's mom was like, va-va-va-voom or va-va...
Vonda.
Vonda.
And Vonda, what she's doing tonight. All right, Tom, we have to go.
If anybody's out there listening, they can go to my website. And also, I'll be selling WEBR t-shirts, too.
Right.
Tomorrow night.
And tomorrow night. Forget,
no, you won't.
Down there.
Don't forget, tip at least 15%.
Now, hold on, Tom. I think there was a battle there because I think it's part of Mike's plan to sell Mike's merchandise there tomorrow.
It is, definitely.
No,
yes.
Soliciting, yes. On the premises.
No, Tom, sorry.
Tom?
What?
You can't sell your T-shirts there tomorrow. Tom, it's not my decision. It's the decision of O'Mara's Pub.
It's Mike.
The management.
Mike's management.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, is Dennis on the line?
No, he's not, Tom.
And I'm going to tell you something.
Well, let me invite him to come out tomorrow night, too. Like, I have to invite him. Like, yeah. You know that they're not all going to pull up in the Munsters Dragula car together.
Hey, Dennis, if you're there, you're not allowed to come in. If you're not allowed to come into the party, don't come.
What did Tom call Colette at the front desk about when we were walking in today?
No, it wasn't Gillette. It was Gillette. It was Haji. It wasn't Colette.
Wait, he left a message about...
Did you leave a message for Haji?
Who, Haji?
Did you leave a message for Jag?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Why?
Because...
He's just a guy that works here, Tom.
Well, what are you doing, Tom?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Tom has a history. He calls a lot of employees. He used to talk to Andy Rice all the time.
Andy! Hello, God, this is Andy Rice.
Hey, go get Haji. Hey, Robbie, will you get Haji?
Sure.
And Mike and I were walking by the front
desk. Haji said he had a pretty funny message.
He said he had a message from Tom today. All right, Tom, we're going to fly.
All right.
Okay, later, dude. See you tomorrow.
See ya!
Hey, party on. And you know who I want to be there tomorrow? He's gone.
Oh, he's excited.
He's gone. When you tell him to get, the one thing about you, when you tell him to get off the phone, he gets off the phone.
Make sure the monster shows up tomorrow night.
Yeah, absolutely.
He'll be there.
Because Mike wants to greet all of his regular customers.
By name.
By name. Hi, monster. So do you think Tom will be a regular customer?
No. In fact, I know he wouldn't be.
Would that be a dream?
It would be, in a way, it would be a dream.
Okay. It would be.
It would be some sort of dream. It would be the kind of dream I think we've all had.
And the restaurant is accessible?
At one time. the other. Yes, unfortunately it is.
So, cripples are welcome.
Of course, Don.
Everyone.
It's a law.
At O'Mara's.
Well, Mike, it's the law, but it's also, it's a statement.
Yes.
You know, you're helping, what you're saying.
Well, but really, is it a statement if you're just complying with the law?
Not in your... are you complying because it's a law, or are you complying because you care about cripples, or are you complying because cripples' money's as green as anybody's money?
That latter would be true.
There you go.
Absolutely.
To be honest.
That's my guy.
Sure.
So Jerry's kids, come on by.
Absolutely.
And is this Haji on the phone?
It is.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Haji, what's happening?
Hey, Jerry. What's going on?
Hold on, let me play your theme song here.
Is this the first time we played Jag?
Yes.
His theme.
A lot of you remember this guy. His name is Jag, but when I was a kid, he played Haji on the cartoon Johnny Quest.
Johnny Quest's number one trusted friend.
Right.
Haji.
Jack, you used to watch Johnny Quest, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Grew up with it.
Good.
So, so Tom called you today, Haji.
And, yes.
Now, what's your job here at the station, Haji?
Promotions director right now.
Okay, so right now. Oh, because Tammy just had her baby.
Exactly.
So now you're working in promotions. He's a jack-of-all-trade, this Haji guy.
Great guy. One of my favorite people at the radio station.
Me too.
Agreed. And Tom just calls you out of the blue.
He called me out of the blue. He always leaves me messages looking for tickets. And this time he was calling and let me know that he's running for president.
All right, how do we access this message?
Let me get my reporter's note.
Actually, for Jag to come down here.
Yeah, would you come in here and you could just punch whatever numbers you get into it?
Yeah, come on down then.
Okay,
yeah.
Thanks, man.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Oh, so Jag's sitting in for Tammy while Tammy's out having her baby. Or she had her baby.
Right.
She had the baby.
Healthy, happy baby.
Right.
And incidentally, we've seen no pictures yet.
No.
And
we're not talking about baby pictures.
No, I'm not talking about the baby pictures.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I'm talking about those...
the ones you like.
The glamour shot photos.
And they're really the ones I like, too. Yeah. I mean, now, when it comes to Tammy...
I'll say it, you know. go ahead, crucify me if you will. You know, a nursing bra.
Wow.
I'll say it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Sure.
Do it. Nursing bra? I'm there.
Maybe we can arrange to have Tammy send you some special pictures.
Anyway, Haji, where's he at? You know, and he always wears the turban like Haji did on Johnny Quest.
Mm-hmm. But
and
Haji wore, I'd love to see Jag wear the real outfit, which was the kind of the white Nehru jacket.
The Nehru jacket, yeah. And you know, he's small and wiry.
Right.
Like, and the main thing is,
wasn't Haji on the show
just like the character, except
exactly.
I don't think Haji had a beard.
No.
Did he have a mustache?
Haji was a boy. Was a young boy.
Yes, that's
didn't
right.
He have like a boy mustache though?
What? He could grow no beard.
Hi, Haji. Hey, come on in, Jag. Okay, now let's see. If you pick up 444 and just go ahead and access your voicemail, do everything, and then when you get to the message, just put it on hold. So how you like being in the nerve center?
It's not bad. Enjoying it.
Jag, have you ever been in here on the show before?
I have, a couple times.
A couple of times? All right.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So what time today did Tom call you?
You know what? I don't know. I think it was around 11 o'clock, though.
11 o'clock. So, very early this morning.
He said he left a couple of messages, so I'm not sure if I got all of them or not.
Well, you will.
Well, I want to hear the presidential announcement.
That'd be true. That's
yeah. Who doesn't want to hear that?
That's news. That makes
this is one
lead.
Of the great things about working at a radio station is that someone like Tom,
mm-hmm.
who learns the people on the who work here through our show,
mm-hmm. you know,
and calls them.
I've said to people, though, with the level of tenaciousness that Tom has, with his determination, with his perseverance,
mm-hmm.
You know, one chip, and he'd probably be president of the United States, you know, if it wasn't for
yeah.
some of his problems.
That's true.
What problems are you speaking
None
about?
That I'm aware of, Don. None that I'm aware of.
Absolutely normal.
But Haji, he is persistent. Tom
yes.
oh, yeah. calls everybody here.
Mm-hmm.
How many messages you got there?
I got six more.
You have six more?
Yeah. Wow.
Can't you just delete?
I'm trying.
Is it one of those dudes you got to listen to the whole message before you can delete?
Skipping them.
Right. Yeah, well, then skip. Just skip.
Haji's a busy guy here.
Yeah.
Fly through that. Skip.
Very much
skip,
in
skip.
Demand.
Zero is a skip.
This was Jag's idea.
Zero, so push, skip.
I can't
skip.
Hear the message when you talk.
Pardon me?
I can't hear the message when you
talk. Right, well, just skip it. If it's not Tom, skip it. Please. Time is of the essence. Come on.
You don't want to put too much pressure on Jag, though.
We have lots of FCC-friendly material to get to today. For goodness sakes.
Here's one.
Okay, got one? Good. Put it on hold, please. Put that line on hold, Hodge. Yep. There you go. And here we go.
Talk to you soon. Bye. To check next, enter 5. Delete 6.
No.
Archive 7.
No,
timestamp.
Hey, knucklehead. It's me. I just wanted to know if you got any tickets for me to... Any shares you got?
This
can we call back 703?
Worth the wait.
This is what Haji has to sit through.
He calls him knucklehead.
Bye.
Calls you a knucklehead. He doesn't have respect for you there.
Where's the one about the president? I'm just going to go find that one.
Hey, knucklehead, just want to give you tickets for me.
And it's usually about that. It's about give me
this
I want
something.
Tickets.
This is big news because Tom's candidacy will take votes away from Ralph Nader, I'm sure.
You got it, Hodge?
Further watering down the electorate.
Yes. How many messages? Oh, you got it here?
Put it on hold. And here we go.
Of the United States.
Ah.
Can we play
from the beginning? Waiting for the United States.
Can we restart it?
Please vote for Tom. Hello, this is President Bush. I'm wanting to vote for me for the President of the United States. I'm definitely running for the United States President. Please vote for President Bush or vote for Tom Gavin. This is President Bush signing off. To check next,
wow.
Enter 5. Delete.
A vote for Gavin is a vote for Bush.
The next
message is... Okay. Oh, that's one of Jag's stable.
That's a girl he's got something going with here at the station. I don't want to talk out of school.
No,
right.
No, we wouldn't do that.
But she's married, right? Hey, or as you said, Jag, she's married, but she's not dead. I'm just quoting. I ain't saying nothing. Thank you. Thank you, Haji. Hey.
There he goes.
Thank you, Haji, for coming.
Yeah. He wanted to get out of here as quickly as possible.
Playing his Tom Gavin phone message as he was.
There
he goes, running out of here. Going down to help Rex. Wasn't Rex one of the guys like that was raising
Race Bannon. And Dr. Quest.
Did we ever question the fact that there was no female presence with young boys running around with their shirts off?
No.
And you know what? The hot, sweaty jungle.
What we've done for years on the show was made famous in Johnny Quest, and that was the kind of Middle Eastern scream of pain, which was,
it was Dr. Benton Quest, and don't forget the dog Bandit.
Was it Dr. Benton?
Benton Quest.
Is that the guy with the beard?
Yeah.
Dr. Benton Quest, Race Bannon, and the Bandit was the dog.
He had a beard on. The voice of Johnny Quest was Tim Matheson.
You're right.
Yeah, that guy from Animal House?
Yeah, long time.
That guy?
Wow. Really, in my opinion, the best cartoon theme.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was like...
I don't know. I mean, when you get into, like, Saturday morning stuff, there's a lot that are so... God.
What I just love that because it was so... I got so excited when this would come on.
It was a fun show.
Do number nine.
Yeah.
Number nine. Now, you tell me this is not a better one. This kicks ass.
A different category, though. Johnny Quest was an exciting show.
Like a real...
What? It's like a real drama.
George of the Jungle wasn't exciting?
No, George of the Jungle...
I know what you're saying.
Silly.
What you're saying is that Johnny Quest was like later He-Man.
Yeah, exactly.
Serious cartoon.
It was a serious cartoon.
I watched
it as a serious show.
Right.
I wanted to see what bad guys there were.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious cartoon.
And, you know, McGilla Gorilla was another great theme song. Yes.
George of the Jungle is kind of like Friends, but Johnny Quest is like the West Wing.
Exactly. It's a drama guy.
Hey, and incidentally, can I just say something? This is, for those of you out there, a long time ago we had a jingle contest on this show. If we ever had a theme,
right,
it should be something along the lines of this.
I agree.
Don and Mike are here, but it's time to have some fun. They get around the FCC and they still make lots of jokes. Time for Don and Mike. Yeah. And don't forget, you go to Mike's new pub and he'll say hi to you at the door. Hello.
Hey, look around, cafe.
Because it's a Don and Mike show. These guys are crazy for so many years. They'll be here until the end.
Yay. Now, which one was that?
Huckleberry Hound.
Huckleberry Hound.
Huckleberry Hound. Killer.
I like Tomcat, too.
Yeah.
Oh, Fat Al, Fat Albert. That's another good one. And if you're not careful, you might learn something, too.
It's Fat
Albert. Hey, Fat Al.
And I'm going to sing a song for you.
Isn't he doing some, like, modern version of this now, where he's trying to learn kids?
Well, he's got Little Bill.
He's trying to learn them real
good. A lot of people don't realize this song sung by Robert the Angry Mailman.
I didn't know that.
And wasn't Little Bill the one wasn't Little Bill afloat in the Macy's Parade
this year?
Mm-hmm.
This year?
Yeah, right.
Julia says her boyfriend is Little Bill.
Oh, is that what your daughter says? Oh, yeah.
Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. Spider-Man.
Sure.
Does whatever a spider can.
Spins a web any size.
Yeah.
Can't you see? Just like
listen, bud. He's got radioactive blood. He kicks ass.
Hello, Kristen Dunst.
Don and Mike show.
Hello. I'm sorry.
Hello. No, I could just... Hey, I could do that song with you all day, Mike. She's so hot.
She's so hot.
Spider-Man.
He's got him a girlfriend. Her name is Kristen Dunst. Man, does she got a pair of mutts.
Here comes Kristen Dunst. When Spider-Man is in pain, I like watching her in the rain.
He's hanging upside down, and then she gives him a smile and a frown. He's got a hot girlfriend. Big dimples, big juicy dimples.
See-through. That's all I can think about is that scene.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man. Got the best gal a guy could have. Say, is that a pimple bud? No, that's a nipple bud.
She's Kirsten Dunst.
I drink the punch with Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah.
Spin your web, Spidey.
I tell you, that made the whole movie worthwhile.
Spin that web.
Upside down kiss.
Vince, Don and Mike show. Hey, Vince. Hey, dude, Vince, hi.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, Mike.
Mike?
Yep. Mike?
Yeah, Vince.
Yeah, Johnny Quest update for you.
Yeah.
just in time for Father's Day, May 11th, 2004, Johnny Quest, the first complete season.
You mean on DVD?
On DVD.
Well, you know, I love talking about the theme, but I don't think I could just see myself popping it into a DVD player.
The difference is, if you remember, they modified them so the rifle butts to the head were edited out.
I think instead of DVD, aren't the words we're looking for really BFD?
And you know what? Right. It's a shame because Mike has just shelled out all that money to buy it on 16mm film.
Goodbye. Goodbye. We'll see you, Tard. We'll be right back, everybody.
Thank you.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is Glengarry for me, and one for my boy Mikey here. And if you tell the bartender to go easy on the water, then this 50-cent piece has your name written all over. Okay? I want you to run along because I'll be timing you. I'm going to keep time. 1, 2, 3, 4.
What an asshole.
Baby, that was money. Tell me that wasn't money.
That was so demeaning.
She smiled, baby.
I can't believe what an asshole you are.
No, baby, she smiled.
She was smiling what an asshole.
No. She was smiling at how money I was.
The Don and Mike Show. They're all thonged up. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. Wow, man. I'm pushing buttons. I don't know what I'm doing. Anyway, welcome back to the Best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, the legendary Joe Ardinger, with you today, doing a legendary job, I'll have you know. We're having some fun today, aren't we? And we're going to have even more fun as Don and Mike talk about the 25 top funny people in the world, in America. Let's find out. It's the Best of Don and Mike.
I think last week, Entertainment Weekly had come out with the list of the 25 funniest people.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we had read the top 10, and Chris Rock was number one, and we agreed with that.
Right.
Well, you know, I get the magazine at home, and it came over the weekend, and I wasn't able to scour it until last night. And I'm looking at the entire list now, and I know it's subjective, and I know that they write this just so disc jockeys will talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the choices is being the funniest person in America.
Top 25.
Now, this was not stand-up comedians. This was anybody...
Funny people.
In the area of comedy.
Funny people. You got Chris Rock at number one, Jon Stewart and everybody from The Daily Show at number two,
mm-hmm.
Will Ferrell at number three, Larry David, Dave Chappelle, Ellen DeGeneres, Bill Murray, Amy and David Sedaris?
Sedaris.
Sedaris. Is that the girl that's on Letterman all the time?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Robert Schmeigel.
Schmeigel.
Say Schmeigel, I can say Schmeigel. He's the dog.
Schmeigel.
He's the guy that does Triumph the Insult comic.
That's right.
And then Jim Carrey. So that's the top 10, and you could pick at that.
Who are the Sedarises?
They're authors, mostly.
Okay.
And they're pretty funny.
Then you get to...
Did you ever see the show that's on Comedy Central, Strangers with Candy?
No.
It was like a parody of after school specials, and she was the star of that. It was very funny.
Okay. Then you've got just bubbling.
Would you put her in the top 10?
No, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either.
No.
I'd bubbling, but I wouldn't put Ellen in the top 10. And as much as I like the Dave Chappelle show, I wouldn't say. I think
I might put Ellen.
Funny.
I might put Ellen in the top 10.
Yeah,
I would too. Because she's done the high profile hosting gigs and been and really killed.
Funny.
Hell of a lot funnier than Billy Crystal.
Hold on just a second. We have American Idol stuff here as well. Michael.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
Hey, Amy Adams here in Bakersfield, California.
Amy Adams, so she's the home... Oh, you must be listening to us on KGEO, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Bakersfield, right on.
Bakersfield, you're number one station out here.
Well, that was a little chime for Bakersfield.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So but the Tard's from here, too. The Tard's, his home is now in Idaho,
uh-huh.
But he grew up around here. His mom
John
and dad
Peter Lewis?
His mom and dad live here in Bakersfield.
Wow.
So you actually have two idols from Bakersfield.
Absolutely.
So you mean there's a chance? Now, see, let me just...
Do you think they will ever achieve the musical fame of the most famous musician from Bakersfield?
Buck Merle.
Buck Owens.
Let me tell you something right now. And this position as our producer has not been filled yet.
Right.
Here, ideally, is what our producer should do. Our producer, whoever he or she ends up being, and it may, and incidentally, our next producer, may end up being half of one and half of the other.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
Or we're thinking about getting a Jamie Lee Curtis, a hermaphrodite.
That'd be wonderful.
So we have a man.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
But what we need is someone who will hear this and say, if that Tard's parents live in a market that we broadcast to, I'm sure that they've not yet gotten to his parents.
Was he in? We can ask all those wonderful questions like, was he talented as a small boy? Was he ever dropped on his head?
To exploit him.
Well, he grew up in Taft. That may have something to do with it.
He grew up where?
In Taft.
Taft, that's California?
Just outside Bakersfield, which George Bush used to live there also.
What do they grow in Taft?
Oil.
Oil.
Hey, okay, here's a... You want to... I'm going to do... God, this joke is, this is really going to date me.
Okay.
You know what I like about, you know the most unpopular part of Taft?
What?
Dewey Beach. Didn't we... Who is it? Oh, it's Dewey and Truman.
Yes.
Never mind.
Dewey defeats Truman?
See, I was trying
That's historically relevant enough, Don, where
trying
if
to
it was
think.
The Dewey defeats Truman joke, I think enough people would know it from their history books.
Taft was so fat he got stuck in the presidential bathtub.
He was the fattest of the presidents.
Mm-hmm. And after he was president, he was a chief justice or a justice.
Hello, was he the fattest of the presidents? I think he was.
I think it was Clinton.
Until Clinton got there, yeah.
Hello, Jerry. Jerry, Don.
Yeah.
Hey,
hey, Don. Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
I think you're going to hit this right on the head. I think this guy is going to win it all, and the reason why is, did you ever watch Cupid? That show where that chick Lisa had to pick,
no.
she had her two friends pick guys for her.
That was the Simon Cowell show, too. But no, I never
right.
saw that.
What's the connection?
Well, America kept picking this guy that was a total goof from Germany.
Mm-hmm.
He was, totally
from
the
Germany?
Worst. Hi, this is Wolfgang Juretzek. From Germany.
Hi, Wolfgang.
So this guy, so they keep picking, America keeps picking this guy over and over and over, and she hates this guy's guts, but America loves it because the squirm factor is just off the charts.
All right, my
guy.
Friend. All right, thanks. Well, who knows?
You know, it would, if your guy did
sense.
Get that, if he won, it would prove to me that the country has a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They'd be picking the guy for the squirm factor. I just don't think that's going to happen. I don't think America's that funny.
Hold on.
We'll see.
Okay, perfect segue. Thank you, Matt. Speaking of funny.
Yes?
Hold on. This list, I just want to point out a couple names, people who do belong and don't belong.
Okay.
They got Letterman at number 11. Mm. That's great. Leno's not even on the list.
Yay.
In the top 25.
DH is on there, right?
DH
I like when you stop whenever. You know, you can stop whenever.
You mean?
Dom Herrera.
No, he's. I'm sorry. It wasn't a Kevin James list. So,
KJ and DH aren't on there. Huh?
Now you have. Here's a couple that I agree with. Uh-huh. Jack Black. He's definitely on the list.
He's good.
And now Wanda Sykes. I don't know if she's top 25 material.
She's
I think she's funny.
She's funny, but she. You know, I always base it on award shows, and she did an award show where she was very obnoxious, but she wasn't that funny.
Okay, then you have...
Her stand-up was great.
Then you have a guy named Scott Armstrong. And they put this guy as the 16th funniest person in America.
Hmm.
He's the guy who co-wrote Road Trip and Old School. Based on that body of work...
Well, wait a minute. What, is he? Does he do any stand-up?
No.
So he's a writer? No.
No, hold on. Hmm. And they have him one notch above Conan O'Brien. At number 17.
That's wrong.
At number 18, Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson, have they really made their mark as a comedy team yet?
You know what sucks? I love Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson together. I think they are funny together. I think they've made some good movies.
But they're not in the top 25, are they?
They're making them into the whole Hope and Crosby buddy picture thing now, the greatest team ever, and they're hyping that, and it's a total Hollywood PR machine creation.
Yeah, but it remains to be seen. I mean, if you saw them at the Oscars, they are naturally funny together.
I couldn't agree with you
more. They really are.
I agree, but don't you think they're hyping it just a little bit too much right now?
Yeah, suppose.
Then you've got, at 19, he'd be in my top 10, is Bernie Mac.
Yeah.
Bernie Mac, absolutely.
Is funny. I do love his TV show. Mm-hmm. I do love the fact when he talks to the camera, goes, America, you have to understand where I'm coming from.
I know.
America, and I mean, that. Now this is a guy that I can relate to.
Right.
America, what would you do with these children?
The thing about Bernie Mac, he combines being a great comedian with just under the surface the fact that he's always angry.
Now,
you know, and that's what I love. You know, when you mentioned the movie Ocean's 11, and that he's just so funny in that. But he's not trying to be. You know what I mean?
No, and he's
just funny in
even
that.
On the Bernie Mac show. You're right. He's
got that hostility just beneath the surface.
He's
it works great.
Sitting in that chair, addressing the audience with his hands in his lap, going, America? And what he's saying, in essence, is, America, if I was not on Fox Television, I would kill these people. And I know that's the message he's getting. That's why he relates. I relate to him.
He's great.
Here's somebody I don't get on this list.
Uh-huh.
Sarah Silverman.
Who is she?
I hate these
lists when I have to say
who. She's the girl. She's the girl. Here's how you know who she is.
Where somebody knows somebody on the editorial staff.
No, Mike. She was the girl that was married to Jack Black's roommate in School of Rock, the movie you just saw. Remember her?
Do you remember a female writer on the Larry Sanders Show, I think, the last season? You would know her if you saw her.
This is too obscure.
Here's her picture.
This broad.
No way.
Apparently what? She called somebody a chink on Conan O'Brien, and that's her big claim to fame?
And she's, for some reason, she's really embraced as a hip comic, and she's funny, but I don't think she's all that.
Okay,
all
so right. Then you go through all the way to the bottom of the list, and this is really the reason I bring it to your attention.
Mm-hmm.
With all of these people, some who belong and some who don't.
Right.
You get down to number 25, and then they have the little addendum, 25 and a half.
Mm.
So this is a person that almost made the list.
You mean a pair of people, right?
No, Mike, it wasn't us.
Oh, it wasn't?
It was not us.
Oh, well, that's not right. That's not, I think it's fixed.
Yeah.
The 25th and a half funniest person in America is Kelly Ripa.
Oh, stop.
Now, let me read you what they write.
Oh, my God.
Let me read you what they write. Before sending angry email, hear us out. ABC hired her to replace Kathy Lee. Everybody wrote her off as artificial sweetener to Regis's bitter brew. Turns out Kelly Ripa is the Conan O'Brien of the coffee clutch, cleverly winding up her co-host and taking square aim at herself. You know what that says to me? This magazine is toilet paper.
Yep. And this is, and it's a PR thing.
This is the most expensive roll of toilet paper I've ever bought. $3.25 simply to wipe.
It's terrible.
Anyway, there's a lot of people, and I know we've played right into their hands, because why else would they make such a dumb list?
Yeah.
Because they go, you know, if you put Kelly Ripa at 25.
But that, you know, that magazine always
has. Fat disc jockeys who wear Hawaiian shirts, man, they'll talk about it on their shows.
But the thing is that they've had millions of lists in that publication, and they're always that way.
Mm-hmm.
They don't put any real thought into it. They get together with their editorial staff, probably have a six-pack of beer, and throw it together.
Right. And did you know, I'm just reading some of the other just junk in this thing. Did you know that Jim Carrey is being the $6 million man movie?
He's going to play the Steve Austin?
And they're not decided yet if it's going to be a comedy or if he's going to... Oh, that
wait,
poor
now,
staff,
wait a minute.
That poor staff,
you can't make it a drama.
Well, he wants... They're saying along the lines of The Incredible Hulk.
He's insane.
I know. Remember,
he really is.
And he made The Majestic.
Yeah. But isn't he losing it? I mean, when you hear the quotes about what he's doing with his life, he's losing it.
And his new movie, although I've not seen anything but a trailer, correct me if I'm wrong, but... Didn't I already see that movie? Wasn't that movie adaptation with Nicolas Cage?
Very similar.
I mean, I know it's not the exact same
That's
thing.
That's Hollywood,
But it looks very similar.
And he's trying to be very deep in the press for it.
Right.
He said, have you ever had a relationship that went so bad that you'd want to forget it? He said, you can't ask me to relive that. Not out loud.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Just wrapped a little too tight.
Jim.
Yeah, and you know when it all started falling apart for Jim Carrey?
When?
Was around the time, you know, it's always abroad. Mm-hmm. Renee Zellweger. And I think she's a nice girl. I don't know. I've seen her in the movies.
I think she's a great actress. I loved her performance in Cold Mountain. But when they were together, I think that's when he wigged out.
He wigged out.
That's when he wigged.
He did, because I think she's a little wigged out. And if you see Cold Mountain, I know she won the Academy Award, but she's a little wigged out in that, too.
No, here's the problem with Renee Zellweger. She simply is. Who was the one he was married to before?
Hunter. What's her name?
No, it's not even Holly. It's
Lauren Holly.
Lauren Holly. All right. She's good looking, but she's good looking in that Las Vegas bimbo way.
Mm-hmm.
Remember all those girls we saw in Vegas? We said, oh, they got cantaloupes. And
right.
Look at they got the coffee cake hair. Well, there's something about Renee Zellweger.
Mm-hmm.
She's a hot-looking woman.
Look phenomenal. She can look phenomenal, or she can also look frumpy.
Here's why I think she wigged him out. She's way out of his class.
Uh-huh.
She's way out. I mean, he's funny, but he's a rubber-faced comedian.
Right.
He could be with a bimbo like Lauren Holly, but then all of a sudden he looks over and goes, oh, Jesus, I'm with Renee Zellweger.
Right.
And then all of a sudden he says, I got a great idea. I'm going to do a movie called The Majestic.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure she was sitting there, you know, just looking beautiful, going, oh, darling, I love it when you experiment.
This is an older reference, and it might be a little too old for some people.
But I think she's too good looking for Jim Carrey.
I'll tell you what Jim Carrey's going to turn into. He's going to turn into Bruce Stern. That's what he's going to turn into.
Oh,
he's
that's sad.
That would be sad.
Remember what happened to Bruce Stern? I mean, Bruce Stern was never... you know, I mean, it got just progressively more out there.
Stranger.
And really, in the movie Neighbors, you know, that's when he, not Neighbors.
But I know the movie.
The Burbs.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm.
That's where he was, like, totally out of it.
But the Burbs is similar to Neighbors. I mean, Neighbors is its own.
I'll tell you right now, we're going to go over there and check it out. And he's just totally insane. Jim Carrey will be Bruce Dern.
And I'll say the same thing about myself as I say about Jim Carrey. I wonder about this every day. My wife is a handsome, she's a hot woman. She's in her 40s. It looks fantastic.
Yes, she does.
Yep. Every day I still get up and go, I'm still waiting for her to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's simply too good looking for me.
Mm-hmm.
She's too good looking for me. I somehow have lucked out.
But what you don't take into account is the skill that you possess.
What skill?
The lovemaking.
God, so if it was based on that, I mean, this marriage would have lasted shorter than my first one. My first one was 3 months. But, you know, here's the thing. If you're a guy, you got to understand your limitations. Mm-hmm. You have to, you can't,
yes.
At least if you're a guy like me, and I think all guys are insecure.
Absolutely.
You look at yourself in the mirror and you think, God, look at me, I'm a mess.
Who'd want this?
You look at yourself, really, and you go, even when you look good, you know, like, for instance, when we were in Las Vegas,
right?
There was one day in particular,
yeah.
I'd lost a bunch of weight, I used to weigh almost 300 pounds, I weigh 220 pounds now,
right.
I'm still fat, but I put on this outfit, and I'm thinking, now I look good in these jeans, and I got the mobster shirt on.
You were wearing your new jeans, right?
Yeah, and I go in and I get a shot of myself in the side view mirror, and there's a little bit of my belly coming over the top, and I see that bald spot, and because it's one of those mirrors that's the crazy where you get all the angles you don't
see.
You
gotta learn what I've learned. I don't turn to the side anymore when I'm looking in the mirror. I don't do that, because I look at myself front on, and I'll go, yeah, that's a really nice looking outfit, and then I'll turn to the side, and I'm like, oh, no. No.
But it's like I get a look at me sometimes, and then, you know, even when I'm the maddest at my wife, I'm going her awful names, I'm still thinking, you know, God, at least she's still with me.
Yes.
Because look at me. I mean, look at her. She's, like, doing stuff to make herself better and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Me? I lost 70 pounds. That's a great achievement.
Right,
hey,
really?
Hello. I still weigh 220 pounds. Here's the thing. I'm happy where I am now.
Right.
Sure. I'm happy.
You got to be satisfied at a certain point.
I'm happy. I'm done trying.
Accept who you are. That's what you have to do.
You know, I do whatever limited amount of exercise I'm going to do, and I try to monitor my eating. But,
that's good.
But basically, this is about it.
Mm-hmm.
This is about it. And if I had any dignity, if I had any sense of self-worth, I'd try to pull myself together, but I don't.
It is right now.
I'm a mess.
You are at that stage now where you're working hard, and people should respect this. They should respect this about all of us, that we're working hard not to be what we're not going to be, what we're never going to be. We're working hard not to completely let go.
Right.
Because if we don't, and you know what, Don, I don't think we get enough credit for working just a little harder to not completely let ourselves. Just
Rob, I don't know if you should be a part of this conversation.
No, I'm not talking about myself. All I'm just saying is,
perhaps, Rob, you've
think how proud.
I love you. Be a beer.
Oh, God, you're killing me. Leave me out of it.
Be a beer of it.
Leave me out of it. That's all I've got anymore. I was going to say, just think how proud you were to break even in Las Vegas. That's all we want to do.
This is true.
You know what? You're right.
Thank you.
Look at that. We went to Las Vegas. Yeah. I was happy as a pig, and you know what?
Right.
Because I didn't lose any money.
That's right.
And you know why that was? Because my wife gave me a certain amount of money, and I was so happy that it was going to go back to my wife, who's better looking than I am, and even though she pisses me off because she has a shoe room, I still put up with it because, I mean, come on.
You get to a point where you watch what you eat, you try to get your exercise, and you still try to knock off a few pounds. Or, I believe this, what it would take for probably everybody in this room, and I even include you, Buzz, to get that total, oh my God, what happened to you? That would take 7 days a week, probably 2.5 hours to 3 hours a day, and eating nothing, and you'd look like that. Or you can occasionally go out, like we went out on the weekend and had a couple of nice dinners,
right?
You know?
Or you just, you know, you get yourself in some awful car accident.
Yeah, and
where
you can't feed yourself.
You know, by the next time you wake up, all right, you've got two broken legs and a dislocated collarbone.
Right.
Look at the bright side. In 6 months, you're going to be down about 80 pounds.
Absolutely.
Yeah, emergency surgery did wonders for me.
But, you know, can I tell you really my motivating fact? This is the God's honest truth. A guy that I look at and I say to myself, well, That's somebody who literally altered their entire body,
mm-hmm.
and it was Al Roker. Have you looked at Al Roker? He had his stomach shaped to the size of a thimble. He still looks bad.
He does.
Yeah, it's his face. His face is
head. He is a walking donut.
And isn't
his head? He looks like a Shar-Pei. Really, he is a walking. He's a walking piece of food.
Be
and
yourself.
I'm like, here's a guy that really. And they make that. You know, you see the feature articles on him, mm-hmm. and the feature article. And you know, it's the same reaction you got when you lost the weight, mm-hmm. and when I lost some weight. It's that same thing. Al Roker. Went under the knife for it, right. You know?
If you grabbed Al Roker by the back of the neck and started to pull.
Oh, God. Hello. Not in my show.
Have a
Hello,
plot.
Doug. Doug.
Yeah.
Hey, Doug, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, Don, I can't believe you think that Renee Zellweger is good looking. You can't even see her eyeballs. Her eyes are all
No, scary. Renee Zellweger.
Hey, dude.
Renee Zellweger does look hot. In fact, in Jerry Maguire, she was turbo hot.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't kick her out of my bed for eating crackers.
I love her in Jerry Maguire, but she's not leading lady material.
Mm. She's not what?
She's not leading lady material.
Oh, you bet your ass she is.
No,
I mean, if you're talking... If you're talk,
she's got to be kidding me.
Hold on, if you're talking... Are you talking serious leading lady material? Because if you are, she is. She's an Oscar-winning actress.
I know, but she doesn't deserve to be there. I don't know how
she what?
She doesn't deserve to be there. I don't know how she got there.
Oh, she's a great actress. She's beautiful, and she can act.
Yeah, but she's not beautiful. I have to say,
I think in the last movie she was in, didn't she do the ugly thing like Charlize Theron did, where she
monster,
right?
And, all right, listen,
but if she loses the weight, she can look really good.
So here's the deal. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, mm-hmm. but you are 100% absolutely wrong.
No,
but because you have that opinion, let me offer you a free plate of French fries. At Mike's Look Around Cafe.
Hey, come on, no.
Mike's
you're not going to know.
Not the
bad callers now.
No, the guy was calling from California.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike. Jason.
Hello.
Hey, Jason from Buffalo. Hi. We got to break. The psychic's finally ready. Hi, Jason.
How you doing?
We're doing great.
Hey, I just was giving you the connection with Sarah Silverman and how she made that list.
How?
She is Jimmy Kimmel's girlfriend.
Oh, is she really?
Yeah.
Jamie Kimmel?
No, Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy.
And you know what, for my money, Jimmy Kimmel could be on that list before a lot of those other people that I saw on that
list. There are
too.
A lot of people
Absolutely.
That could be on that list.
All right, gotcha. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Hold on. Taylor, Las Vegas. Taylor.
Hey, what's up,
Taylor? Hey, you're on the air. Taylor, you're waiting the longest. What can we do for you?
Will you see Robert Louis Stevenson on American Idol tonight?
Yes.
Picture him in khaki shorts and a khaki shirt.
Are you saying Steve Irwin?
Yeah.
The Crocodile Hunter?
Exactly.
A little bit.
That's a stretch.
A little bit. See ya.
Hey, our whole office listens to you here in Vegas.
You pardon me? Well, what did he say?
Their whole office listens in Vegas.
Great. Where were you guys on Friday? I mean, we had three. They told us there are 100 people there. We say, open the doors.
They were waiting beyond a security court.
You know, like the benevolent kings would say, open the doors. Bring the people to us. And three people showed up.
Oh, and incidentally, you know, doing that broadcast from Mandalay Bay, I was really glad that we were mentioning the fact that we were staying at Mandalay Bay when we were.
Oh, you didn't use the fake name on your telephone?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I only got two, though. Only got two. Including the guy that, I'm sorry, I didn't return the call that wanted a producer's job.
Okay, goodbye. Hey, we got a break. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Of course, we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Recordings were dictated in the middle of the night when Garland was delirious from pills.
I'm mad. I am mad enough. And yet still very self-conscious that I'm going to write a book and I'm going to talk. Because I can do something besides sing, you know. I don't always have to sing a song. There is something besides the man that got away or over the rainbow or the trolley song. There's a woman. There are three children. There's me. There's a lot of life going here. I wanted to believe. And I tried my damnedest. To believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over, and I couldn't. So what?
The Don and Mike Show. If you haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway. The best of Don and Mike.
Right. And there's a lot of life going here as well. It's the best of Don and Mike on Tuesday afternoon. How are you doing, everybody? I'm your host, Legendary Joe Arger, with you to remind you...
Don't forget to go by DonandMikeWebsite.com. Keep up on all the things regarding the show while the guys are away on vacation for a couple of weeks. And don't forget to visit the store now. Let's get back. Oh, speaking about the internet, here's a little something about eBay. eBay, it's the best. Don and Mike.
Time for a spotlight on eBay. Oh, Rob, where's that fanfare? It's time for a spotlight on eBay. They're not paying for this. I just have to tell you, when a bargain is on eBay...
A value?
Yeah, and Buzz, it's a great value.
Uh-huh.
Here's the deal. Let's say you want to buy a collection of 55 wax figures
yes.
of your favorite country star.
I do.
Yeah. Maybe you always wanted to have in your house a big life-size wax figure of Johnny Cash.
I do.
How about Alan Jackson?
Yes.
Let me go through this list here. Hold on a second.
Dolly? Is Dolly on the list?
Of course. Ernest Tubb.
Oh, my God. You know who they have on the first page that I've got?
Buck Owens.
They've got Boxcar Willie.
That's right, Mike. They're all there. Chet Atkins and... pick up and just tell him we'll be right with him. Let me just tell you, we're looking at these pictures.
Yeah.
These pictures look like someone has taken potatoes. And you know, you ever seen that lady that's on the Letterman show that
right.
comes out with yes. comes out with potatoes and they're supposed to look like celebrities?
Right.
Okay, these wax figures that this guy's selling look like...
Where do they come from?
Well, Mike, here's the story. They came from a museum in Nashville that opened in 1972. And this guy has decided that he has these 55 country music wax figures. Now, I'm telling you, they are not the best-looking wax figures I've ever seen.
Like the thing you'd see in Madame Tussauds or...
Yeah.
Roy Clark looks pretty good.
And that's the perfect example. When we were out in Vegas for my brother's wedding, I told my brother, go to the wax museum.
He yeah. wanted to, right?
Yeah, because you're going to love that, because we went to the one in New York, and it's
right.
good.
Yeah.
But these are kind of nutty. And anyway, he's got 55 of them. And here he is now, our eBay... our eBay guy of the day.
John Hobbs.
John. Hey, John.
Yep, John's here.
Hi.
Hi, Johnny.
Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Well, how you doing?
Now, John, I see that on eBay, your current bid, at least the last time we went on and looked, was over $100,000. Now, is that a legitimate bid?
That's a legitimate bid at
$115,000.
Wow.
$115,000?
Yeah.
Now,
wow.
Now, why would someone... When I understand that this is from a museum in Nashville, right?
Yeah, this is from Music Valley Wax Museum across the street from the Grand Ole Opry.
You know, and if you buy the computer, you should go to eBay and look this up because I'm telling you, some of these, Mike, look how lifelike Randy Travis
that's fan-
looks in this photo.
Don, I'm a big fan of Larry Gatlin right here.
You're a big leg. We happen to have Larry in there.
Yeah, you got it.
Well, let me tell you what we're doing. We're trying to sell them as a whole group. We don't want to break the family up.
Well, what do you do with these if you're like the regular guy?
If you're a regular guy, we're taking your name, everything, and then if we don't sell them as one group, we're going to split them up. We've had a lot of calls. James Monroe wants to buy his dad. And then we've had some other stars that wanted to buy back their figures.
Now I see that you have Chet Atkins. The dummy is signed by him or something.
Well, you know the one thing I'd tell you is I'm looking at your wax dummies here, and I'm Elvis. You ought to sell separately because I think you probably get more money for Elvis than anything.
Yeah, I tell you the best one. Alan Jackson is almost looked like he's gonna walk out.
Wow.
Who's the one that's hold on, what about Don Williams, complete with his cigarettes?
All right.
He looks good. He carries them right with him.
Now, I have a question for you. Have any of these melted at all?
Never.
Never.
No, you know, cold weather is worse on them than hot weather.
Really?
Yeah, they'll crack in real cold weather.
All right.
May I ask you, in the wax figure I'm looking at, and I'm not a country music aficionado. I'm a fan, but not an aficionado.
You're a fan of this man, Don.
Who's that?
Oh, hello, darling.
Conway
here. Let me whisper in your ear.
Oh, Twitty City was the greatest.
Yes, it was.
Oh, yeah. You know, hello, darling.
Yeah, hello,
you
darling.
Have a,
that's right.
You have a statue of Buck Owens here, and Buck Owens appears to be wearing some kind of a Hawaiian luau hat. I remember Buck Owens wearing, like, a cowboy hat.
No, he's in the cornfield of Hee-Haw. He's got on corn, got all the corn growing in front of him. That's an actual set off of Hee-Haw.
Wow.
Is it really?
And then the overhauls is over, you know, got the figures on it of Hee-Haw. and then the hat goes with the cornfield.
Welcome, America, son!
And that's Buck and them right in the middle of the field, just like he was on the show.
Hey, who's, I'm seeing a lot of famous people like Mel Tillis, but who's Pee-wee King?
Pee-wee King wrote the Tennessee Waltz.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And he was with the Golden West Cowboys on the Grand Ole Opry for about 35 years.
I like that.
The Grand Ole Opry.
Lupo.
Well, now where are all of these country music statues, these wax figurines, where are they being stored right now?
They're in a museum. It's still operating.
Oh, so you're basically closing the museum.
We're closing the museum. We're going to use a building for another purpose.
So how will you ship these? Let's say that I'm the schmuck. Excuse me. I'm the lucky guy that gets the winning bid. How will you send them to me? In refrigerated trucks?
Yeah, no, it's very simple. The heads come right off of them. Oh. And you take the head and put it in a box and wrap it with styrofoam and ship it.
Wow.
That's where we got them. Hey, I got to tell you a good one about Johnny Cash. He was the first one I got in.
Yeah,
okay. We owned a motel with a big picture window.
Yeah.
So I took him in, laid him in bed, pulled a cover up around his neck, left the windows open, and told everybody he had rented the room for the weekend. He was sleeping and they tapped out. Everybody came by, looked in that window to see Cash laying in bed.
Yeah, brother.
Now, John, what about your gift shop? You own a gift shop that's called Willie Nelson's?
We own that's a museum next door.
Oh, and tell us about that.
Well, we got all of Willie Nelson's things in there. And you remember Artie Murphy, the great hero of World War II?
Yeah, absolutely, sure.
We got his medals, his uniform,
in 48 hours?
His gun he used in the Old West.
Eddie Murphy.
Oh, Eddie Murphy. I like Artie Murphy.
Did you know he lived in Nashville and was a songwriter for a while?
Eddie Murphy?
He was flying out of Nashville when he got killed in Virginia.
How did he get killed in Virginia?
A plane crash.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
They were flying in bad weather.
Man, you got everybody here. I'm looking at this. You got everybody here.
So now that,
brother,
now that I'm looking at this and I'm wondering, when you finally get it, and the bid that you want is how much are you looking for the whole collection?
We put a bid on it for all of it, 400 and some thousand. But let me tell you what that includes, the sets. Like Johnny Cash has got a full-scale train in there. You know, the engine looking at the front of it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Each set is tied to something with that star. Like Kenny Rogers is playing at a blackjack table.
He's a gambler. Yeah.
Is Buck Owens anatomically correct?
We got Buck Owens and them in the Hee-Haw set. Go to the Hee-Haw show.
What if I was a weird Hee-Haw fan obsessed with, all right, I'll say it, Minnie Pearl?
Yes.
And if I wanted to imagine life with Minnie, what it would be like to be with Minnie.
Yes, I think I know what you're getting at.
Would that be okay with you if I bought the set, but you knew that
we'd sell the whole set.
If you knew that I would be taking the Minnie out of the collection?
You mean in making Minnie your wife, basically?
Yes.
You could do what you want to.
If you buy the whole set.
Let me tell you the way they're put together. Each one of these figures has a steel rod that goes down one leg.
Oh,
it is bolted to the floor, so we had to drill through the shoes that they have on to fasten it to the floor to keep them standing. So there's a trick to all of it.
Sure. Oh, man.
Can you get me?
Let me tell you another thing. All of these stars are to the actual size, and the clothing, most of it at one time was all original, and we got the same size head, the same size body that the star, like Jimmy Dickens, is only 5'2".
Tell you what, Minnie can have my steel rod.
Well, you know, we've had a lot of people talk about wanting to buy a Minnie.
Ah, yeah, now, popular lady.
What about
we've had enough to sell them all in one group and the sets in one group.
Could you get me a Gunilla Hutton figure? Remember Gunilla Hutton from Hee-Haw?
Oh, yeah. She was the blonde, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think Gunilla Hutton. Do you have Gunilla Hutton?
No, I don't know. I don't remember that one.
Oh, do you have Lulu? Do you have Lulu from Hee-Haw?
Bob Loomis?
No, big, Lulu, like the big girl with the overalls?
Yeah.
You have Lulu?
No, she's not in there.
How about Junior Samples?
No, we didn't put Junior.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, I won't be able to bid on your collection. Buzz?
Yes.
But we got Loretta Lynn and a whole group of the rest. Let me tell you about Ernest Tubb. When I made his, I said, Ernest, you ought to come in and look at it. He said, Lord, no, it makes me think I'm dead. I don't want to see that.
Yeah. A lot of them do look dead, that's for sure.
Well, let me tell you what a wax figure is. When a man dies, they use a certain light to put on him because he almost turns to wax. coffins.
Really?
Now, you have to put a certain light on the coffin to make him, you know, look natural.
Well, now you're creeping me out.
It's and a wax figure is just like a dead person when you look at it.
Yeah, you're right. I bet you're starting to, that price is starting to go up as you're talking about that.
Now, did you make a lot of these yourself?
No, we got, I had them made, about 90% of them came from California.
And Buzz,
a lady named Rio Rita.
Buzz is on the eBay website now, and Buzz, was this an easy item to find?
Oh, yeah, very much. I just entered country and wax. And
price
and
gone up? Has the price gone up since we've been talking on the radio?
Let me go back. I've been so busy looking at the pictures. No, let me refresh it. I still got 101,000. Let me see what it says now.
Well, do you think you're going to get your number? What, do you want 400 grand for these?
They tell me that the bid don't come in strong to the last three or four days.
That is true.
Up
that
to 105,000.
So we look at it last three or four days, that they'll start bidding against each other.
Mm-hmm. So when does bidding close on this?
I think we got about another 18 days.
Listen, let's get back to you towards the end, like in 17 days, to see if we can help push this price up over. Oh, they have Grandpa Jones.
Yes, they do.
Grandpa,
his original outfit, the string bean, the suit that he's got on was the one was in his suitcase the night he got killed.
I have a question for you. If we were to, we've kind of promoted this type of thing, and if we were to get that in, and you got your number, do you have any lying around that maybe weren't associated with the museum that you could spare, that are kind of, even if they were in disrepair, anyone we could have that we could put in the studio here?
I tell you what, if you'll wait till after the 18 more days.
Okay, we can do that.
I'll probably have some left over.
Oh, that'd be great.
You're having me. I'll tell you what I'll do. Yes, I'll even box him up and ship him.
He has Elvis. I know he's got Elvis, but Buzz, that would be asking too much.
Yeah, we'd be asking too much.
Okay. He's asking too much for Elvis.
I just want a wax dummy in here. I've always wanted a wax dummy in here. And, Joe just doesn't go far enough.
I got to tell you a little one. It may be a little off color, but it'll go over there. We had a cleanup girl when we first built the museum 22 years ago.
Yeah.
And in Elvis, I caught her in there with his zipper open and a hand in there, said, I always wanted to do this.
These
10 colors when I walked up.
I'll bet. These dummies and their clothes, do they have any appreciable odor?
How many what?
Any odor? Any odor to them? Do they smell bad?
If I was to smell Grandpa Jones's clothes,
right,
would they smell like him?
Probably did.
Probably did.
The old boots smell pretty bad.
I'll bet.
Okay.
John, you're the eBay guy of the. You got the fanfare there, Robbie. Oh, yeah. The eBay guy of the day, John Hobbs. It's the eBay item of the day. Really, this guy's not affiliated with the show. We just saw this on eBay.
He said he might, after the 18 days, if he gets his number, he might send us a... And, to me, it doesn't matter what wax dummy he gets. If he can spare one,
nor would it matter to me.
Just to have it right in the corner of the studio.
Would that be great?
That would be fun.
You send me all the address and everything, and your people's got it.
All right, John, thank you.
And I'll send you a figure.
Cool.
That's nice.
Let me see.
I don't know. Do you have... Gosh, now I'm looking.
Hey, if you live in Nashville, come in. We own the Nashville Palace Nightclub. Right there next door, and you need to come in and have a drink with us and see what's going on in Nashville, Tennessee.
I found the one, John.
You found the one you wanted, Don?
Charlie Pride,
my hero.
Charlie Pride. All right, John, nice to have you on the show on eBay. This is Country Music Wax Museum Memorabilia Collectibles. Over 50 life-size figure sets, clothes up for auction. Current bid is $105,000.
Good luck to you, John.
Good luck. Glad to talk to you.
Stay there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Do I look any different?
No.
Well, I should, because I am playing Hercules.
Hey!
They want me. They want me.
Congrats.
Oh, hey, what's going on?
Disney wants me.
What are they doing, a live-action version of Dumbo? Did you throw on 40 pounds, little gray makeup? You're going to be great.
Hey, what are you doing, asshole?
This is a warning, my friend. You do not mess with Hercules.
Okay.
I killed my wife, I killed my children, and I shall kill you if you do not temper thy tongue.
What are you, insane, Hank?
I know not this Hank you speak of. As of this day, when you cast your eye upon me, you shall see only one man, and that man is Hercules!
The Don and Mike Show. Broadcasting with a belated sense of urgency.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, best of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara for you all across the country. I'm your host, Artinger, here, the legendary Joe Artinger, with you. And you know, we're just going to keep it going. Now, sometimes Don and Mike get into conversations that hit many topics, and this is one of those segments. It starts out with Mike not being able to make a ratings party for here at WJFK, and it is the best of Don and Mike on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Ratings party tonight.
Hello.
Yeah. Now, I find this funny.
Okay.
Yesterday we were talking to, party.
That's more like, right.
Yeah, now you're talking. Hello. Hello.
Okay. So, yesterday, we're talking to the general manager, Alan Goodman. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
We wish.
Alan Linewand.
Right.
We're talking to Alan on the show yesterday. A rabbi called. Yes. And I wanted to tell him that Alan he was a bad Jew.
Yes, that's right.
And Alan mentioned ratings party. And he mentioned the name of some place. I don't know what the name of the place was. But Mike said... No, you don't want to have it there.
Yeah, we were kind of talking in code, so we were letting him out. I said, don't have it at the place we're supposed to have it. Have it at the other place. I made kind of a big deal about it.
Yes, you did. And you know, I didn't know one place from the other, but I go with Mike. Just like, you know, many times I say stuff that and Mike right. just, you know, goes along. I go, sure. You know, Mike is, for goodness sake.
Thanks. Look around cafe.
A restaurateur.
I am.
He should know. I'll go with his call. Where's the best place for the party? So... I'm leaving last night, and everybody's talking. You know, they're all talking. People are, you know, blah, blah, the party.
Right.
Come in today, and Mike, good news for you. They changed the venue as you requested.
Right.
Here's
it's very nice of them to do that.
We'll see you there.
I sincerely appreciate them doing that.
Here's where it gets funny. Mike will be leaving the show about an hour early today.
Yeah.
What is it that your daughter's doing tonight?
The Emperor's New Clothes, going to her third grade play.
Oh, school play.
And it's a school play, and it's very important for me to be there.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
And I want to be there, and I completely forgot that I had that commitment. And she takes priority over the ratings party, okay. So I will not be in attendance after making the big deal about changing the venue.
Not even after the play?
Buzz. Okay. No. Thank you, though.
Just checking. You know,
we got your place. Play,
yeah. We got the place you wanted.
Here's the deal. What a hypocrite I am.
Funny.
What?
The cast party was at the same place as the ratings party.
Yeah.
You ended up there.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Your daughter
party
comes
to the third grade.
Hey, Al. It's Dynamite.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Alan.
Your daughter does come first.
She does.
But I can't let you go. You know, and I should have thought of it, too, because you told me yesterday and the day before that today...
I told you last week.
Yeah, that you needed to cut out an hour early
right,
today
right.
for this thing with your daughter. Today.
Right, exactly.
Hey, Alan.
Alan, what? No, wait a minute. This has been planned for a long time. I just forgot. Even when I was talking to you, I forgot.
Well, listen, you know, I understand family comes first.
Yeah, I did. You know, this
but,
is,
you know, don't you write these things down?
Yeah, I do. I mean, but Cameron came dashing in here yesterday and said, hey, if we're going to have an impromptu, I got the impression it was kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing. Am I right about that?
It was absolutely spur-of-the-moment, but obviously your involvement is important.
Well, in my excitement to say, yeah, hey, that's great. You know me, I love a good party. I completely forgot about this commitment I had.
Mm.
And
for those of us who are going,
yes.
do you stand behind the move that you made to change it from 100% one to the other?
100%. I'll tell you, you'll have a better party because I influenced the change in venue.
I think you're
right. I stand by that 100%.
You're right.
So are you not going to be at the party at all, even at the latter stages of it?
No, I'm leaving the show an hour early today to go out to make this play.
Alan, you will be pleased to know that Mike has prepared a small video message to run at the party, but other than that...
Hi, everybody. I'm sorry I can't be with you. You know I'd really like to be, but I'm on
sorry,
location.
I didn't hear that.
I want to thank the Academy.
Rob will be there.
Hey, Rob, very bold, Rob.
Yeah.
You want to say what you did, or shall I say it?
Yeah, I flipped him off. But he knows it's a job.
You will be there, correct?
Pardon?
You'll be there. Buzz will be there.
Of course.
These
parties are important.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll both be there.
Promise.
You know, Alan, after the whole Christmas party debacle, I feel terribly guilty. And,
holiday party, man.
Yeah, holiday party.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
So listen, we'll see you there.
All right. You'll see me there, and I'll see you there, and... Yeah, I guess we won't see Mike there.
You know, Alan, if there was any way, but I mean, this
I understand.
They've been rehearsing for months for this.
I understand.
Play.
He'll be there in spirit.
It's the Emperor's New Clothes.
Yes.
That's the play.
Good. I'm sure it'll be...
Alan, don't you think it's funny? Wait a minute. Don't you think it's funny that yesterday when you're talking to us on the show, Mike said he didn't like the place.
Right.
So you changed the place,
but
now, as it turns out...
I'm not going.
Mike can't go.
I know. It is sort
funny.
Of ironic. But,
it's
you
funny.
Know, unfortunately, we have a lot of busy beavers behind the scenes who...
Funny.
A lot of busy beavers who what, Alan?
Who handled that immediately. I mean, they heard what you said. And
well,
they,
you know what, Alan? I'll tell you, my
job.
My request to change that was motivated personally, but it was also motivated because I really think that place has got better karma for a good party.
Are there any other requests that you will not show up for that you'd like to make?
Just
right
plenty
now?
Of hot hors d'oeuvres.
Okay, well...
Mike, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely, and no need to bring out a microphone or anything like that.
No,
And Alan?
Yes.
Have you?
Oh, I do have a request. Don, I do have a big request.
Yeah, Alan.
Even though I'm not going to be there,
have you prepared your remarks?
I would like a public speaking job by Alan.
Are you going to make a speech?
I haven't even thought about it.
Oh, so Alan, would you? Would
you're
you
probably
do me a
thinking
favor?
I should think about it, but I haven't.
Would you speak in my place?
You know, that would be pretty great.
Could you introduce yourself as Mike? And you know.
Yeah, I think I'll leave that to you guys.
All right.
Oh, come on, Alan.
Come on, Alan. Have a little fun.
We're going to have fun.
No, you're not. You know what? Unless you step up, it might not be fun.
No, we're going to have fun.
Yep, a blast.
Absolutely.
Okay. And listen, I'm going to tell you from my standpoint, here's the barometer.
You guys sound so happy. I can't tell you how that makes me feel.
Here's the barometer.
That's good. I'm glad.
The barometer you're going to have to use with me tonight. You understand that there is the biggest piece of catnip waiting for me tonight, and that is the American Idol results show.
We'll get you out in time.
No. Oh, okay. You've made the answer. You've made it crystal clear.
Yeah.
This is why you're a great executive. All right, see ya.
Thank you, Alan.
See you guys.
Bye, Schmuck. You know, here's the thing. I was given the chance to say, if it's a good party, here's where I was going to go with this. If it's a good party, just put American Idol on the TV.
Right.
And I'll hang out at the place and watch it. But, you know.
He can't make you that promise.
Never mind.
It's a half hour.
Never mind.
Be proud to settle for a decent effort.
He's funny. I was giving him the you know, listen, I'll probably stay there. Yeah, either way, I'll have him turn it on.
Is that the flyer for the party?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You like that?
He used the yellow paper.
Does that remind you of anything you might have seen at your kid's school that said, like, you know, the play that they're putting on? It's a nice font.
It is.
Yeah, it's very nice.
It's lovely.
We have a...
I'm going to miss you guys tonight.
And we'll miss you.
I'm going to miss you, Mike. You know.
You look like I who will miss you.
And now I feel like you're dying because you look like you're going to a funeral today. Yeah. I mean, because you have your grown-up clothes.
I have my grown-up clothes on. I want to look good. You know what it's like. Yeah. When you go to your kid's school, you don't want to look like a disc jockey. You want to look like a businessman.
Right. That's right. And remember this, and I'll tell you this, after years and years of going to those things at Bard School, you know when you go in, everyone's, there's the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we've changed the show and it's not as smutty as it used to be.
There's that awful
you're
man.
You're still going to get that. He's the one.
There's the evil man.
He's
one of them.
Hi, how are you? Yeah. How's
he's
it going?
One.
Yeah,
he's the one, the FCC. Yeah.
And I'm coming in tonight with like a huge video camera. Like a video camera. It looks almost like a film camera. It's that big.
Wow.
I got it down to the car. I'll show you how big this thing is.
Why didn't you get the tiny one?
They make smaller ones. It's the one I was telling you about that I wanted to get. It's big. It's a big camera.
Oh, with the big square lens on it?
Yeah.
That's like the kind of Channel 7 uses.
Not that big, though. It's not going to be like shoulder mounted or anything.
Hold on. He doesn't say, the party's going to be so great. Right. You're going to want to stay. And
we'll get you out in time. It's like he doesn't want to be there.
Yeah, well give me a second.
That's it.
Oh, he doesn't want to be there because he has to pay for it?
No, mine won.
Hey, it's Don and Mike again.
Hey, guys.
You just mentioned how happy we are, and we are generally happy.
We are.
Yeah.
Let me see if you can hear this sound. Just listen very carefully. You know what that is?
Sounds like you're stepping on somebody's head.
No, that's a sound of yet another cartridge machine jamming.
Wow. Oh, has it?
Yes. The one that says,
so the equipment is failing again?
The one that says Rob is bad.
That surprises me because these cartridges are the wave of the future.
You know, over the last couple of days, we've heard them on the show where they've gone, right now, I just did that one and it went, and then it triggered the next one.
It's time to go
digital.
Anyway.
I thought those were state-of-the-art. I guess they're not anymore.
Here comes Wendell. Much. Wendell Smoot Hall.
Wendell, please don't take it. Please don't take it personally, Wendell.
Don't hurt us.
Please don't take it personally. It's not you. I know it's the antiquated equipment. I know you're working as hard as you possibly
Wendell's
can.
Smiling. Wendell's cool. Smiling.
Okay.
Just careful what you wish for, Sparky.
What? Listen, Wendell, I agree the all-digital will not work.
Card machines don't get viruses.
I agree. I'm old school. Here's all I'm saying.
Don't get arthritis.
Wendell, get out of here. My fight's not with you. My fight's with Alan.
Wendell.
Hall.
Mad at me. Mad at
the dirt. Mad at the cartridge. Mad at the dirt.
He wanted to hear dirt.
The dirt. The dirt, Wendell.
He's gone now.
Love you, Wendell. See you at the party.
Wendell Hall, the oversensitive engineer, ladies and gentlemen.
And Alan.
Yes.
Hi, Alan.
You know, the way to play that was, I was like throwing you the biggest softball in the world.
I know, but, I got like 12 things I'm trying to get through here. I'm sorry. Did I cut you off?
Oh, you know what? I apologize. Ladies and gentlemen.
You ass.
It deteriorates further. You know, it deteriorates
all
further.
Don't hang up on me.
is that what you're asking for now? I mean, I think in a weird... He thinks he knows what he's doing here. He thinks he's controlling this conversation.
Well, then Alan will give you the last word.
Alan?
Yes.
Yeah, we will give you the last word.
Go ahead.
Because we know you're...
What about the party tonight?
Well, it's...
All right. All right, now let's see. Back to...
I mean, he kind of asked for that.
Yeah. He's nuts.
He is. I think he's snapped.
Hold on. Here's the hotline. Give me a second. Hello?
Hello, CP.
Oh, hi, Lucy.
Well, I've been working on this. You're going to work on my invitation.
Pardon me? Oh, your phone is breaking up. Right. I'm not kidding.
No. Hello?
Honey? Oh,
what a shame. She said she had an imitation?
That's bad luck. Darn the luck. Darn the luck.
That's terrible.
Picking back on what you'd said before about George Huff, I found out something very striking that my mother-in-law
said. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Is this a strategy that you've employed before? Because you're laughing like it was. Hello?
No, you're killing me with this. No, she's going to hear this. And
no, but I know. No. We all heard that her phone was breaking.
Yes, we did.
I mean, I'm just saying, have you ever done that? Have you ever faked that in real life?
No, I can't. Like everything with Frida, it's impossible.
There she is.
Impossible to fool her. Here she is calling back. Hello?
I'm going to drive all around this parking lot till I find the perfect place to talk to you. And then you
well, this sounds loud and clear.
All right, yeah. You got it. Listen,
all right, good.
Darling.
Yes.
I mentioned yesterday on the show. I'm glad you called because I mentioned yesterday this ridiculous Lucy Ricardo idea that you have that you want to go to the National Correspondents Dinner.
No, it's not a Lucy Ricardo. You've been a big cheese for a number of years.
Honey, listen, you're wasting everybody's time. I talked about it yesterday. Guys, did I not say,
yeah.
Does anybody have tickets for this thing?
Repeatedly.
You misunderstood me. I don't want tickets. I want ticket. I'm having somebody's date is sick, and they need a last-minute replacement.
No, wait, hold on a second. Now this is getting creepy again, like when you went to the strip club. So,
Dan Rather's
right,
calling.
Right, like I said, creepy.
You're at a huge event. Nothing creepy would happen. I'd meet the person. I wouldn't, you know.
Oh, God, you're nuts. You know, you really are nuts. I don't know what has gotten into you with this thing with, you want to go to these things, you want to be the reporter, and I'm fine with that. I like hearing your tape on the show, but what
I wouldn't bring my tape recorder. I wouldn't be a reporter. It's like the closest thing that Washington has to a big event.
Oh, my God. And you want to go?
And I would always thought, I never mentioned this to you because, you know, what would be the point? But it was something that I've always wanted to go to because it's the biggest night out in Washington. It's the only one where stars come, you know, and that famous people are at. And I would have liked, I'd like to go and see it. And I thought...
Poor little girl's never had the chance to go. I'm very sorry.
Complain. I just bear my burdens in silence.
So you're saying now that if, like, some guy calls, if the Boston Strangler calls up and says,
Boston Strangler?
Hello, Frida.
Yeah,
I've
right.
I got an extra ticket. I'm wondering if you'd like to come.
Like, you would just...
That's it. I'm there.
No, I won't allow that. I'm sorry. I have limits. I won't allow that. I will allow you to go to the strip club with your friend for reasons that are still... are still undetermined to me. However,
No, you're not going to go out on a date with some guy.
I would be an escort. You know, for example, listen to me, Sugar Bear. Last year, I don't know if it was last year or year before, but as an example, if Ozzy Osbourne went, he didn't necessarily go with his wife. He went as
I think you gave the wrong example. I think that Ozzy goes with Sharon everywhere,
right,
don't they?
Well, a lot of people just go.
And are you saying is that when you first got into going when you saw the Osbournes thing where they were there?
No. It has nothing to do with it. I was reading in the paper.
Imagine you stand up there and goes, Don Geronimo. Don Geronimo points to you and you stand up. That was my favorite moment on the Osbournes, incidentally. The White House Correspondents' Dinner. It was great.
I didn't even see it.
Poor girl. You've lived such a sheltered life. Your bottom line is what on these tickets? Just say it yourself.
If somebody doesn't have someone to go with them, or if their date got sick, or their spouse is not, you know, out of town, and they need company.
You're crazy.
If there's empty place at any table, I would think it would be
I will echo what she said. She's saying if there's an empty spot at any table,
here's all
if
I
anybody's
say.
Aware of an
I
empty
want the
spot.
Authorities to know that I have nothing to do with this. And if my wife ends up like in a garbage bag on M Street on Saturday morning, like at 3 a.m. or whenever this thing is over, just know that I had no part of this. I'm not like that St. Louis Blues guy.
So noted.
But it would be like a win-win situation for you, because I'd be happy and I'd be no longer around.
Win-win, if you were in a garbage bag?
Yeah, right.
How would you be happy in a garbage bag?
I'd be happy because I got to go where I wanted to go, and then you would be blameless.
Oh, so if she was put in the garbage bag after the dinner, she would have experienced the event and then later.
And incidentally, you wouldn't... I don't know what size garbage bag you're talking about, but I'm talking about a guy chopping you into pieces and putting you in a garbage bag.
It's not going to happen. You know how many Secret Service are at this place, this dinner? I don't have to worry about being harmed as long as it's public. I mean, I'm not meeting him in a dark alley somewhere.
You're ridiculous. Hold on. Why do you want to go to this thing? You don't even like politics.
She wants to be around the stars.
You live with a star.
You know what? Whenever we discuss anything like this, I become painfully aware of what outsiders we are when it comes to inside the Beltway.
Oh,
we are the ultimate. I agree. But we have always been outside the clique, and I think Washington, D.C. is the clickiest town in the world.
Why don't you just like call one of those ticket brokers and buy a ticket?
You can't just buy a ticket.
I've got to know somebody to get into the Correspondents' Dinner.
And you know who else would go with me if I could just buy a ticket?
Who?
Mike O'Mara. He likes that kind of stuff. And he and I are a lot alike.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie about that. I'm intrigued by celebrity like your wife is. I like that kind of thing. I'm not going to lie and say that I don't.
Would you date my wife on Saturday night?
Would I go on Saturday night?
If there were two tickets. You know, that would be a blast, Mike, wouldn't it?
I'm trying to think what... No good can come out of this. I'm sorry. I have to pull off of this one. But I do believe I've got a commitment on Saturday night, which I do. Uh-huh. I'm going to the big horse race this weekend. That's the thing.
You wouldn't go with me.
Huh?
If there were two tickets and...
Not this weekend. No,
Mike,
I can't go this weekend.
What if I bought the trash bags?
No, I can't go this weekend, Frida. But you know, you're right. Under normal circumstances...
You're nuts, honey.
I would go with you.
Honey, you're nuts. Listen, I'm going to tell you. Buzz, go to like the cheaptickets.com or something.
I don't think they sell them.
Or eBay.
I don't think you'll find it there either, but...
Or eBay or something.
Or just go to White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Like, I don't know why you want to go. Honey, it's not like when you see... You know, you've had the occasion to see famous people... You've probably seen more famous people in your life than most people have. Who do you think you're going to see at this thing that's going to just turn your world upside down?
I'm not as interested. You're more interested in meeting famous people than I am. Remember how busy you were about shaking Elton John's limp hand?
If Buzz goes to the website, we might find out who's going
to
be there.
How many years ago was that when I went backstage to meet Elton John?
Yes, you are more starstruck than I. I just would like to go to something I'd see written in the paper every year.
And I can tell you on authority, having waited in line for 30 minutes, it's not worth it to shake Elton John's hand.
Oh, you and I have both been backstage. Backstage has never worked.
Because it's like somebody puts a piece of lettuce in your hand for 10 seconds and says, okay, that's it, let it go. And don't make eye contact with Elton before the show.
Rob's got some information here.
Robbie?
Looks like that Bill Ranchick from The Apprentice will be there. Hey, both Olsen twins will be there. Mm-hmm. Newsweek will bring Meg Ryan. Bloomberg will be bringing Anna Kournikova, Drew Carey, Minnie Driver, and Candace Bergen. Hey, how about this? CNN has Wayne Newton.
Oh, wow.
It's star-studded.
It is star-studded.
Yeah, it's star-studded.
The Post will bring...
like Branson, Missouri, star-studded.
Vincent D'Onofrio. ABC is bringing Ben Affleck and Tom Brady.
Who's Viacom bringing? Frida Source.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, it would be great.
We should call People Magazine, because even though I don't know anyone there, the show has subscribed for over 12 years.
There you go.
You're killing me. Get out of here.
Wow.
Man. Okay, honey, listen, there are creepy guys that are calling. They say they have tickets.
I want a creepy guy.
You want a creepy guy? Tony.
Yes.
Tony.
Yo, what's going on? Frida.
Yes.
I want you to have a good time. I just so happened to have the penthouse correspondence party. At the White House, lab dances that night are free.
All right, get out of here.
Wow.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, Vance, Don and Mike show.
Vance.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great.
You got to stop the madness. The devil is having his way today. And if Frida keeps on this path, she'll be having an affair in 8 months. You have to stop it, Don.
If not sooner. Thank you, my friend.
Fine.
All right, he said what I'm thinking. All right.
Hold on.
Irene.
Hey, wait a minute. Rob, you didn't go far enough down here, you know. ABC is touting Ben Affleck.
I think Rob mentioned that.
Did you mention Ben Affleck?
Yes.
Irene.
Yes. I wanted to tell Frida she doesn't need a ticket. She can just go hang in the lobby with the camcorder like I did last year, and I work for the media. You can see everybody.
You can be like those people at the Academy Awards.
Right. No, I want to be one of the people. I want to be one of the inside people. Oh no, you can get in, because if we got in actually into the ballroom and just kind of checked it all out. And we were in our regular clothes. My sister was in from
I want to dress up. I'm about to go in and get a manicure and a pedicure, and
you can get through.
Welcome to the MILF Club. All right, both of you. Hey, Irene, guys, it's like I got two Fridas on the phone. I'll see you later, Irene.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for the tip.
Thank you, Irene.
Drew Carey will be there.
Well, right there.
There you go.
You know what that's like. You live with Drew Carey.
Yeah, I know, boo-boo.
Hi, it's me, Drew Carey.
Boy, but Anna Kournikova and Minnie Driver.
Wow. All right, darling. Listen, you've thrown it out there, okay?
Thanks for the effort.
You've embarrassed me on national radio. My wife has said that. You've said you want to go to a party with a creepy guy.
Yeah, I don't care. I feel safe if there are 100 Secret Service people there, so I'm not worried about the creepiness.
And what
meets you in the parking lot?
And what is it with you now? With the, you know, first you go to the strip club, now you're demanding to go to this correspondence dinner.
Sure, Bear. I've only got a little over a year and 2 months, and I'm turning 50. I've got a lot of things I need to do before then.
Wow, she's cracking me up.
All right, darling, I'll see you.
And by the way, just as an aside, and we'll talk about it later, you got to start planning that 50th birthday party.
Oh, you're 50th?
Oh yeah.
How long is it before the party?
Like a year and a half.
No, you got a year from June.
Right, a year and a half. Oh, yeah,
don't worry about it.
You got a lot of places you have to book a year in advance. And I'm sure you have the entertainment you're going to have to arrange a year in advance.
Oh, dear.
I'm telling you something.
She
really
has gone nuts. I'm beginning to believe it.
Really, this woman is nuts.
You can't just call Constitution Hall a week ahead.
I'm telling you, listen, how long have you listened to this woman on the radio?
And I'm giving you list of who I want. My list of entertainers is not easy.
For the birthday party that's a year and a half away?
Yes, but you have to book people. So my entertainers are not, I'm not reaching the moon.
I've got the perfect venue.
Yes. Look around, Cafe.
Yes, the Frida 50th Gala at O'Mara's.
Baby, we have to break it. Who do you want?
Okay, I'll tell you another day then.
Well, no, tell me.
I'm just saying, no. I mean, first of all, I'd like Bon Scaggs.
I'm thinking you want Boz Gags. I'm thinking Vicki Lawrence. I'm thinking Vicki Lawrence. Wow. All right, darling. Listen, whatever it is that you're going through, I want you to know that when you crash, I'll be there for you. I'll be your support system. Whatever this is that you're going through,
things have got to happen.
Pardon me.
Things have got to happen for me now.
Things have got to happen.
I've waited long enough.
I think we're going to get the call. We're going to get the call for that correspondent. All right, darling.
Okay. Thanks for working on it.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Okay. Love you, too. Bye, sweetie.
You know, she used to scare me. But now she scares me on a different level.
Yeah, I know.
That something's...
So there's a circuit that's gone awry.
Something's not quite right.
Something's not clicking.
Elevator stuck on floor 8. Elevator stuck.
maybe K Street. Start planning that.
Hello, Bill.
That part.
Yeah.
Of
yeah, Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, Don, I think you need to not control her. She's make her happy. She's.
What do you mean not? Hold on, Bill. Hold on.
Oh,
not
wow.
Control her, Bill. You got to know something. She got more control than any. She does whatever she wants. That's the one great thing about being married to me. My wife can do and does do whatever she wants.
I believe we just experienced an example of that.
I understand that, Don, but continue to make her happy. She's your wonderful wife. I listen to you guys all the time.
Isn't that?
Sounds like a great thing. Don't lose her.
I spend four. What do you mean, don't lose her? How am I going to lose her?
I hope. Well, I lost a wife because sometimes I was saying no to things, and I never made her happy.
Well, but you're not.
Hey, wait, hold it! Stop! Yo, veggie man.
Hey, honey, if you're still
what's
listening,
what's going on?
Honey, if you're still listening, why don't you call in and tell this guy how much you love me? Right
I'm
now,
I'm not doubting she loves you.
Don't embarrass me.
You don't have that attitude, sir. Don't have that attitude.
I'm not an attitude. Don't have an attitude towards her. Right?
No. I'm not talking in that way. I'm talking about your attitude about yourself. It scares me. I said no to her, and that's why I'm in the situation I'm in right now. No, that's not right. If I felt like that, I'd be in an institution right now.
Oh, Christ, and now I can't get through to her. Oh, I shouldn't let idiots like you.
He is projecting his inadequacies on you. That would be like if I said, Don, I've been through two marriages. If I only just let her do what she wanted.
Hey, dude, I've been married to the same ball and chain for 23 years. I think I got the instruction manual down.
Oh, ball and chain. Come on now.
Oh, this guy just wants to hear himself on the radio. Oh,
no.
No wonder your wife left you. God, are you a man or a woman?
Oh, Don, I'm a man.
Are you married again?
No, sir.
So you've only been married once?
One time.
And when did you go gay?
Say it again.
You heard me the first time.
No, I did not hear you.
Why don't you go out and get married again? It's a lot more fun when the second one blows up.
No, I am not getting married a second time.
When did you go gay?
Oh, now he says no.
No, I'm not getting married a second time.
When did you go gay?
When did I go gay?
G-Man says what?
I couldn't hear you. No way.
No way what?
G-Man says what?
Don, I'm straight.
What? Maggot says what?
Almost says what?
You sure?
That's an oldie but goodie, isn't it?
It is.
Almost says what?
It is. No, listen, my wife's not leaving me. Don't worry about it. She's not leaving me as long as I'm working here.
And you know, it's guys like you that clog the lines up when we're trying to get her tickets to the correspondence dinner, which now I'm into. I'm not going, but I'm into getting them for freedom.
It's a phase that she's going through. All right, my friend, listen, I'm sorry that your life is a wreck, and I'm sorry that my life appears royal and glamorous and great, and I'm sorry to tell you that it's all three.
And you're calling on a line that Cokie Roberts could be calling on.
What line am I calling on?
I'm sorry that I'm living your dream life. I'm sorry she left you.
She didn't. Hey, Don, it was amicable.
We could be talking to Robert Novak right now.
All right.
But you're clogging up the phone.
Mike.
You could be talking to Bill Clinton.
Mike, I'm afraid that I'm going to have to pull it out.
Yep.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to do it.
Amen. Absolutely.
Don, and everybody, hold on a second. I'm going to have to get your information because now it's going to be turned into a production. Because you just called to work me. You called to say, my wife is leaving me because we're doing a little skit on the radio for you here about our life.
Every day.
So let's get your information.
Yeah, you got to go into the book.
What's your name?
Bill.
Bill, what's your last initial?
You're going to put him on that book. Oh, no.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Bill,
yeah.
What's your name?
Bill, we need your last initial. Come on.
C.
Bill C. Bill, that's appropriate.
Don't doubt that. How old, Bill?
How old?
Age. How old are you, Bill?
Age, please.
47.
47, okay. Live with your mom?
Heck no.
Heck no.
How long have you been gay? Did we ask you that one already?
No way. I'm straight as an arrow.
And when did your wife leave you? Because you didn't do whatever it is you're telling
me to
do.
Oh, no. We separated amicably.
Yeah, you got it all figured out. Okay, well, you're in the book now. You didn't have that figured out, did you?
Anyway, Bill, from now on, you're 000-000-000-003. Please listen now to the announcer.
Four.
Congratulations. You have been selected as a charter member in the Don and Mike Exclusive Listeners Club.
Hey!
You are now a registered Don and Mike caller and are entitled to all the privileges that come with said title. Be sure to watch your mailbox for your registered Don and Mike caller sign,
right,
which is to be placed prominently in your front yard.
That's right.
You have been profiled, tagged, and you are now in the book. Good day. I said good day, sir.
Good day.
Good day.
Frida, do what you got to do, Frida.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. You're out of here. We got a break. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Siamese twins.
I believe they prefer to be called conjoined twins.
And hillbillies prefer to be called sons of the soil. But it ain't gonna happen.
The Don and Mike Show.
Like corn, enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike.
Right.
And welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. Hey, hey, hey.
The ink is black.
The legendary Joe Arnger with you to remind you, don't forget to go to DonandMikeWebsite.com so you can catch up on all the things all about Don and Mike. Chances are you haven't caught up on everything, so you got a couple of weeks while they're on vacation to check it out, check up, get caught up on everything. Oh, and while you're there, click on my picture, and it'll take you to my website, JoeArdinger.com. And, as always with the Don and Mike, website.com, don't forget to visit the store. So, that being said, to quote one of my favorite radio personalities, let's get back into the best of Don and Mike. Hey, I remember this one. This is a very good one. This guy's crazy. He's Kukula Man. Don and Mike talked to the guy who went over Niagara Falls, and it is the best of Don and Mike.
Spotlight on Buffalo.
Yeah.
92.9 WBUF. Here's the deal. You might remember, it was, I think, shortly after we signed on in Buffalo.
Right.
It's like 6 or 7 months ago. There was a guy that jumped over Niagara Falls without a barrel.
Didn't they think he was trying to off himself?
Yeah, and he said it was leading to some great Evel Knievel type announcement he wanted to make. Anyway, he called us.
Yeah.
I got to talk to this guy, find out when the first time he went over, what was the deal? Was it a mistake? Was it an accident? Was he drunk? What was the deal? Were you trying to commit suicide?
The guy's name is Mr. Kirk Jones.
Kirk Jones.
And
KJ.
Mr. KJ went over Niagara Falls in only his clothes. And now I don't know if he's hoarded this out to every Buffalo radio station.
Yeah,
who knows? He could have been on. But either way, I believe it'll be his first national coverage.
Very good.
Much like the Tron guy. Have you tried the Tron guy recently?
Tried him about 10 minutes ago, yeah.
Try him again on one of these other phones. Yeah. Jay Maynard was on Jimmy Kimmel last night.
Let's see Jay Maynard try to do that Niagara Falls thing.
Wearing his Tron suit?
Yeah.
It has extreme buoyancy.
You know, we were thinking, if Jay Maynard's on the plane back to Minnesota today, we might have to critique his Jimmy Kimmel appearance with him tomorrow.
That might be the thing to do.
Boy, are we getting jammed up.
I'm calling Kirk Jones right now.
Man who went over Niagara Falls in only his clothes.
He's ready for the call, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hey, Kirk, where you at, dude?
Yeah, you don't know. He might not be the stablest guy.
Hope he's not with his wife, because I know, me and Mrs. Jones got a thing going on.
Me!
Hold on. Wait. Can you wait till I dial? I can't do both at once.
I know. There you go. Just remember where the part we're at.
Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on.
Hello.
Hello, Kirk?
Kirk speaking.
Kirk Jones, Don and Mike.
Hi, Kirk.
How are you doing today?
Hey, dude, let's see, 92.9 WBUF Buffalo and many other stations throughout America. You're the guy, thank you for calling us. You went over Niagara Falls in only your clothes. That was last year.
Now, when you did that, Kirk, why did you do that, Kirk? Were you trying to kill yourself?
Well, thank you for asking me. I'd like to set the record straight on that. No, I was not trying to kill myself. However, I did have to come to a complete understanding that the end result may be the same. In other words, I consider what I did a leap of faith, a challenge to myself, and earlier in my life, I guess as I approached middle age, I realized...
I need the cuckoo sound effect.
Went for all the goals and dreams that I had aspired to do. And I was always a big fan of Niagara Falls. And a couple months before this happened, on October 20th, I went to the falls when my parents had retired.
Uh-huh.
And it was at that time that I got the idea in my head that I wished to challenge the falls. And I vowed that I would return and try to do so.
All right, so you did jump into Niagara Falls.
You had a buddy, right, with you that videotaped it?
I did have a buddy, that's right. The videotape is in Canadian authorities' hands as we speak, and I'm trying to get that back with my attorney there. But the big question, did he get the actual shot on tape, remains to be seen, even by me. And I should know the next few weeks.
Mr. Kirk Jones, just yes or no, were you trying to kill yourself, yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you for clearing that up.
You were not trying to kill yourself. Were you doing this to get publicity?
Well, I was doing it, first of all, as a challenge to myself.
You said that before, but were you trying to do it? Kirk, I mean, really, I'm not trying to give you a hard time.
Just a yes or no answer,
Kirk. We just want to get these facts out.
Sure.
Yeah. So, yes, you were doing it for publicity.
I was doing it as a challenge to myself.
Okay, and with that, you didn't care.
You must understand, if you've ever been to Niagara Falls, and
I have.
If you have. The Niagara Falls is 18 stories, and you must come to a complete understanding that if you are to challenge something of this great magnitude, then you must understand that the perils involved. And between 12 and 25 people in Niagara Falls die there every year.
Kirk, I'm sorry. I got to ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing it to challenge yourself. I mean, I don't understand.
The challenge is,
will he live? Is that the
same thing that makes a single man climb up to the top of Mount Everest, the same thing that makes a single man in a little boat go across the ocean? These are the things that many people wonder why, but once a fixation gets in a person...
Hold on a second. I'm not busting balls here, but there's a difference between someone... I would even give that idiot Richard Branson a free pass on this. With his rich guy hot air balloon...
He takes lots of precautions to make sure that he'll have a safe journey.
And all of these guys that you mentioned, they're doing things where there are some type of...
A guy climbs a mountain, you have an expedition you prepare for. You do everything in order to assure your safety as much as you can.
Yeah, right. You've got those chains and those things that you try to dig into the wall.
You jump into the falls.
You didn't jump.
I mean, that's scary stuff. What was the experience like, Kirk?
I tell you, I'd love to say I was brave and all the rest of it, but I was scared to death that day. I wanted, of course, to do this. I figured I found the spot that gave me the greatest chance of survival, which was about 25 yards from shore on the Canadian side of the Horseshoe Falls in a famous sightseeing spot called Table Rock.
All right, now, Kirk, so when you actually went over, what was that like? I mean,
I jumped in the water... And I was laying on my back. It took me about 45, 50 seconds to reach the edge. All the people were screaming that seen me do this. And that was probably the scariest part, not knowing what was going to happen. When I finally hit the edge, and I couldn't see it coming, actually, because laying on my back. But when I hit the edge, immediately I was forced into felt like being sucked down a drain. I was actually sucked in the very curtain of the falls. I estimate I was in about a 6-foot curtain of water, and my arms were flailing above my head as I was flying straight down. It felt like 70 or 80 miles an hour to me. My eyes were open, and it was a very strange experience.
When you hit the bottom, I'm sorry, I'm fascinated by it. When you hit the bottom, what happened then?
When I hit the bottom, I was immediately the wind was immediately knocked out from under me. I was immediately forced under the water about 40 feet with all this tons of water cascading on top of me. I estimate I was held under the water a minute and 30 to a minute and 40 seconds.
Wow.
Did they arrest you?
It was extremely painful. It was a lot more painful than I thought it would be.
Did they arrest you? Did they arrest you?
Of course they arrested me.
Have they given you psychological tests?
Yes, they did, And after that, of course, they deemed that what I attempted to do was a stunt. I was charged with stunting in the park and with a criminal mischief.
When you said...
I was facing 2 years in prison, by the way.
When you said you were held under the water, the power of the falls coming down, it just held you down there? Is that what happened?
It's a common effect. This is what has killed many of the barrel people who went over in barrels prior to this, is the fact that the whirlpool effect and the pressure of the water keeps them underneath the water and in the same area. And many barrel people who have survived the actual going over have been trapped underneath and then suffocated in their own barrels by being trapped for up to 2 days.
How did you get out of there?
Well, finally, I after a minute and a half, I was able to get to the surface, and during the next 50 or 20 minutes, very luckily, I was able to swim my way out of the whirlpool, where I climbed up, finally got to the shore. I climbed up onto the porch, and all my clothes were ripped to shreds. I had broken two ribs. I had bruised a couple of vertebrae in my body. I was very lucky not to break my neck. And
but you were not trying to commit suicide.
I had to scream, I'm alive. It was an amazing experience to be alive, I'll tell you.
You were not trying to
I guess you were trying to commit suicide. You just stay down there when the water was pounding on you.
Do you fancy yourself to be a beautiful man?
A beautiful man?
Are you a beautiful man?
No, I would say not.
You are not. Kirk, you called us. We appreciate the chance to talk to you. What's next? I'm assuming you called us to announce your next great stunt, right?
Well, thank you for asking me. Yes, this has opened up a new chapter. I was an auto worker prior to what happened that day in Niagara, but it has opened up a new chapter. And what I'm going to attempt to do now is I'm going to attempt to break the world record for the longest and tallest free fall from a standing existing structure into a protection device.
And how, where are you going to be jumping from now?
Are you going to do it in Buffalo or elsewhere?
This will be done in the States, but what I'm unfortunately tell you the exact city right now because we're working out the final preparations and legalities of this, but it will be in the U.S. As you know, I had to pay $5,000 in fines in Canada, and I'm banned from the country of Canada for 1 year.
So you're saying the longest, the highest free fall, and what, you're jumping into like one of those pads?
Type of inflation device.
Yeah, like you see a stuntman do, right? Like jumping off.
But Kirk, you're not a trained stunt guy, are you?
Well, I would have to say no to that.
No, and how tall did you say, how many, was it stories?
This will be, the record stands right now about 71 meters, which is a little over 220-something feet.
Jesus.
And I will be attempting to break that, probably in the neighborhood of a 25-story fall.
A 25-story fall. You're going to be a dead man. I mean, there's not stuntmen that jump off 25-story buildings and live.
This is correct. I have been told by the stunt industry that they do believe this is impossible. This is something I do believe that I can do with the proper preparation. However, hopefully, if it's set up right the way I believe it's going in early fall, you will all get a chance to see it if you have this morbid curiosity. And you'll be able to see me live on television do it.
All right, well, Kirk, I mean, you know, if they're all saying you can't do it, and you're going to buy the farm, don't you think you cheated death once?
This is true, and I consider myself very lucky. I don't want anybody else ever to try Niagara. I myself will not even try it again. I feel I accomplished what I wanted to do, and I'm very appreciative for
it. Okay, so hold on.
Am I playing with fire again? Perhaps so, but...
yeah, okay. I'd say you're a pyromaniac when it comes to that.
If we don't talk to you before you do this, anything you'd like to say? Any last words?
Well, I just want everyone to remember, I don't want them to try to hurt themselves anyway, but sometimes the message is you have to go for what you believe in, regardless of what other people think, and sometimes the greatest obstacle you have to overcome is yourself. So.
Well, I want to tell you that at your funeral, I will speak as eloquently of you as I heard Jim Rome speak of Pat Tillman.
That's wonderful.
I will do my best in your at your televised funeral. Kirk? Listen, I don't know if you're whoring yourself out to all the stations there in Buffalo, but you have a home with Don and Mike on WBUF. So when you find out what building it is you're going to be jumping off the 25-story building, please call us back because we'll come up to wherever it is and broadcast that day.
I sure will. I'll let you know. Thank you very much.
Okay. Hold on. What, Robbie?
But before he goes, would he be able to bring a cell phone with him before he jumps? Because it'd be fun to talk to him on the way down.
What? What was that, Kirk?
I said, certainly. If that's what you'd like to hear, hear me scream on the way down, you got it.
Wouldn't that be great? That'd be a first for our show. A guy dying on the air.
Guy dying on the show.
Guy dying on the air.
Man, how about standards and practices when they get their hands on that one?
All right, well, thank you. Spotlight on Buffalo. Thank you, Mr. Kirk Jones. Mr. Kirk Jones, guy that went over Niagara Falls and only his clothes. And now look at you.
Hey, if you cheat death once, why not try it again?
You've just heard his latest challenge. Thank you, Kirk.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Bye-bye. Bye, dumbass.
Man.
Bye, dumbass.
Wow.
Okay, he called us. Spotlight on Buffalo. And you heard it when he jumps off.
I mean, my jaw is open. I don't know how to...
Yeah.
When he I don't know how to figure it out. I mean, what's the deal?
When he jumps off the 25-story building and dies, we'll be there, I guess.
Wow.
Didn't you think that, I mean, he would reveal something that he was promoting or something?
Well, there ha—I mean, who
I
knows?
Robbie, I thought he was going to like be selling a video of
he's not revealing where it's going to be because nobody's going to let him do it. Nobody's going to let him do it.
You know,
he's going to have to sneak out and do it.
He's going
to
be like the Spider-Man guy in New York. Remember,
right?
The World Trade Center, the guy that used to climb up all the time up on the World Trade Center. He's going to be like that guy. I think he's going to be one of those guys.
You know, all I think back to, I'm thinking about when we both lived in that building in New York City. And you were on, what, the sixth floor, and I was on, like, the eighth floor?
Mm-hmm.
Remember looking out that window?
Wow. Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Folks, can you hear me, dogs? Listen to me, Anthony. I got your head in a f***ing vice. I'll squash your f***ing head like a grapefruit if you don't give me a name. Don't make me have to do this, please. Come on. Don't make me be a bad guy. Come on. F*** you. This motherfucker. You believe this? 2 days of nights. F*** me. F*** me, you motherfucker. My mother. That's what you tell me. Motherfucker you, huh? Oh, God. Give me the f***ing name.
Charlie M.
Charlie M?
Charlie M.
Charlie M? Ah. You make me pop your f***ing eye out of your head to protect that piece of shit. Charlie M? You dumb motherfucker.
Kill me.
Vintage goodness is the best of Don and Mike.
Right, right, right. And welcome back, everybody, to the best of Don and Mike. Gee, another quick day on the old best of show. I'm your host, Artinger here, the legendary Joe. Legendary Joe Artinger with you. Can you tell I've been up since 6 a.m.? Getting a little tired myself, but we've still got a couple of more great segments for you today, and that starts right now. Do you remember this game? Boy, sometimes I wish they would bring games back around more often. It's the Outrun Your Phone game. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Okay, y'all ready? Here we go. Outrun Your Phone.
Very good.
Chance for you to win a trip to Los Angeles courtesy of Spike TV. You'll also be able to participate in Spike TV's I Want to Be a Stuntman search contest.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll be on TV Wednesday, May 26th at 9 p.m. 8 Central on Spike TV with Dennis Hopper. Spike
Hopper.
TV, the first network for men.
In the Hopper.
In the Hopper. Everybody gets how to play this game. The shortest amount of time will win, and we've all got our crap detectors out. Let's start with Nick.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Nick. Thank you for listening. Now, Nick, are you on a cordless phone?
Yes, I am.
Or not to be confused with a cell phone.
And you're in your kitchen?
Yes, I am.
Would you please turn on the disposal?
Disposal. Yes. Here we go.
That's it. He's in the kitchen. I guarantee that's a... Nobody can duplicate that, sir.
All right. Now, when I say go, as fast as you can, out the front door, run down the street, and continue to talk the entire time you're running. Are you ready?
I am ready.
On your mark, get set, go.
Don and Mike Show.
No.
Don and Mike Show.
Hold on.
No. I mean, he was right in his kitchen.
I think he's got a bad phone. I think he probably went to a part of his house where...
Yeah.
Yeah, you know,
it was too quick.
Good.
I think it's fixed.
Listen, I've done it myself. This is what made me think of this. What you want to do is go out your front door,
right,
and take off up the street.
Sure.
All right, let's try somebody else. Let's try Heidi. Hey, Heidi.
Yes.
Hi there, Heidi. Are you ready to play?
I am.
All right, outrun your phone. Are you in your kitchen?
I am in my kitchen.
Then would you please dump some ice cubes in the sink?
Dump some ice cubes in the sink. Okay. Here I go.
It's an automatic ice maker.
Is that right?
All right, you go with that. Is she in the kitchen, Mike?
Yeah, run your can opener.
I don't have one.
You know, Mike, I would go with that because...
Do you want the garbage disposer?
I have the old-fashioned kind, too.
Oh, you don't have an electric?
No, I don't have electric.
Okay, all right, I believe her. What the hell?
All right, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Out your front door. And go!
And I'm running, and my neighbors probably think I'm a fool, but that's okay. It's a Don and Mike show. And I'm running, and I'm moving forever, and I look like a fool, but it's okay.
See how she's playing it right. It's got to be all the way till it totally craps out. She does only have 60 seconds to outrun her phone.
Oh, we have a time.
Yes,
we're not counting the time. If she, the shortest time would win normally. If she's got 60 seconds, then that would have been cheating.
Because maybe if we give them 60 seconds and the winner is 58.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Well, she's had more than 60 seconds anyway.
Has the phone officially disconnected?
No. There's still static.
Started at 30 after.
So she's coming up on it, right? At 60 seconds. And 60, right? I got 60 right there.
Well,
I'll leave her on hold. I don't know what to do with her. Jeff? Jeff?
Jeff? Yeah.
Hello,
yeah.
Jeff.
Yeah, hi there.
Are you in your kitchen?
Yes, I am. Can I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
When you outrun your phone, how do you get your prize?
We have your number, and we will call you back.
All righty.
Okay.
So you got to run back.
Okay.
Well, did I hear more than one person on the line?
Yeah, my brother is listening on the other line, but I'm on a unit and cordless phone. I'm in the kitchen.
No, yeah, but you get your brother off the phone.
Okay? All right,
okay, I'm off.
All right, hang on.
Peace out.
Hang up, peace out. Okay.
Okay.
All right, now, are you in the kitchen?
I am. We've got a garbage disposal right here.
Because your brother would have screwed everything up, because your brother would be sitting back at the house.
He'd be going, hey, how you doing? And we'd hear him perfect. Well, although... I guess maybe we would. No, you're right. We would because
the phone connection would still be active.
His phone would trump the other phone. Are, right.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
All right. Wait, where's your mom and dad today, incidentally?
They are not. They're not with us.
All right. They're not. You mean dead?
No. They're in the valley. They live in the valley.
Oh, I was wondering if they met the same fate Buzz did. Can you run your disposal?
I can.
Thank you.
That would be the disposal.
Okay, I smell a rat. No, I believe it's the disposal. I just smell a rat.
Let's hear your oven buzzer.
It's not going to happen, boys. We want to go to Los Angeles.
I know you do.
That's the disposal.
Okay, are you in the kitchen?
I am.
All right, on your mark.
Yep.
Get set. Go.
Got to talk to him.
I'm not hearing him talk.
Disqualification.
Disqualification.
Slacker.
At least the first lady. Let's see if the first lady's still there. Heidi?
Heidi, are you there yet? Did you come back?
Heidi? Hello, Heidi.
Heidi? Maybe Heidi's like making her way back now. No, I don't think she's
Heidi?
Dead, Rob.
All right, hold on. Here is Eric. Eric.
How you doing, Donna Mike?
We're doing great. Are you in your kitchen?
I am indeed in my kitchen.
Turn on the disposal.
I don't have a disposal.
Do you have a can opener?
Do you have a can opener? I don't have a can opener.
Yeah, pots or pans.
Huh?
Bang some pots and pans.
Oh, here's my silverware drawer. You hear that? My wife's right here making dinner next to me.
All right, I believe he's in the kitchen.
You just believe him because he's got that Maine accent.
No, I really do.
Really?
You believe him?
Yeah,
okay.
Can I ask Rob something real quick?
No.
Okay.
We're playing a game. Are you ready?
I am indeed.
On your mark, get set, go!
I'm going, and I'm talking. I'm
good,
outside.
Keep talking.
I'm outside. Lisa Remini's really fat. I can't stand her.
Keep running.
I'm still here. Hey,
keep running.
I got a good idea for Frida's birthday party. It's coming up in 13 months. It's right around the corner. I think you should go to a place called Jillian's. I went there one time. It's disgusting, though.
Keep running.
I'm going. I'm running. I'm getting... Do you still hear me?
Yeah,
we 30 seconds.
Oh, here's a dog. Get away. My neighbor's freaking crazy. Are you still there?
Yeah, we're still there.
Oh, come on.
40 seconds.
It's fun. I thought you were going to
Guy has incredible range.
He does.
Hold on. Is it going to drop out?
No, it's still on.
It's still on. Keep running.
Another dog.
I hear the dog.
So do I.
And...
60 seconds. No, we didn't have a winner.
Hold on. The same static we have with Heidi.
Hold on, Eric.
Hold on a second. That's Heidi and Eric both tied at 60 seconds. 60 seconds is the cutoff mark.
Maybe we won't get a winner.
Well, I would think there'd be a... I don't trust Nick, the first guy.
Hello, Mark.
Yes.
Are you ready? Are you in your kitchen?
I'm in my kitchen.
Can we hear your disposal?
Yep.
Very good. All right, Mark.
We
are you ready?
I'm in there.
Out your front door and run. Yep. Dude, run. On your mark, get set. Go.
I'm out my front door, I'm going down the steps, neighbors, sandwiches fell, I'm running by the car, running through the parking lot. Neighbors, how we doing? All right, I'm running. I hope I don't sound as bad as the last guy. Running down, fire hydrant, I gotta pick it up, I'm going downhill, I'm going faster, as fast as I can. I just threw my back out.
25 seconds.
Be chased by a dog.
Keep talking. And? Still hear him, don't you?
Yeah, I still hear him.
Come on now. He's got 15 seconds, and that phone would just die. Now, should it be the moment when their voice goes away?
We might want, well, this is a brand new game. We might want to adjust that, because then Mark might be the leader. But it's hard to tell when we lost contact with him. So far, we've got Heidi, Eric, and Mark all tied with static.
Here is...
I'm giving them all 60 seconds.
Tracy.
Hi.
Hi, are you in your kitchen?
I certainly am.
Turn on your disposal, please.
I don't have one, but
how about
I have
a can opener?
I have an automatic, I don't have automatic, but I have a gas stove. Do you want to hear that?
Sure, turn on your
hear gas stove.
Let's hear it.
Hear it?
Yeah, all right.
All right.
Okay.
No, I'd like to hear something else.
How about,
do you have a can opener? I want to hear a can opener.
Mark, listen,
I've got
Tracy,
you don't have one.
I think most people don't have electric can openers.
I think you're dead wrong on that.
Space for it.
We've had how many people on this bit so far? Four people? None of them have
electric. We only asked one for an electric can opener.
I live in Iowa. Come on.
All right, hold on a second. Hold on. Do you believe that she's in her kitchen?
Blake, am I in the kitchen, Blake?
Yeah,
okay.
Blake is little boy.
Yeah. Here's the gas. Can you hear it going?
No, we can't. Look.
Don't set your house afire.
Generally speaking, isn't the magic of gas the fact that it's silent?
Yes, it's silent.
Well,
all right, prove you're in the kitchen. Let's hear your refrigerator light bulb.
Oh, come on, y'all.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah. Whoops, the paper towel. Yeah, I'm ready.
On your mark. Get set. Go, run.
Here we go. I'm going down the stairs.
Now keep talking the whole time you're running.
It really isn't pleasant to be in Iowa with so much where y'all were. Here I go. I'm really out of shape.
Keep going.
Running. What time is it?
Keep talking.
Must be upsetting
darling
to Blake.
Everyone's listening.
Mike, who's watching Blake right now?
That's what I'd like to know, Don.
Thank God she doesn't have an electric can opener or he could be hurting himself.
Damn yeah, right. But I tell you, she's living like a cave person without an electric can opener.
Count me a troglodyte, then, because I don't have one either.
I can't believe in your space-age domicile.
I got the old-fashioned kind.
Don, we're getting static.
Oh! That is a winner.
That is a winner.
That is a winner. Because the phone went click.
How will she serve the sardines?
All right, Joe, you got to bring me her phone number again, please. We have to call this girl back because she's the winner. Hey, the time was, I don't know.
I'm not 30, sure what it was.
I had a clock over here going like 38 seconds, I think.
That's right. There's only one sticky wicket here.
What's that, Mike?
I don't like to throw monkey wrenches into things.
Yes, you do, but what?
Well, with all the static, you could run for a certain, and there was a very definitive click.
You think she's lying? Is that what that is, Mike? Is this all about the can opener?
No, God, I wish I didn't have this crap detector. It's
that's
a curse.
That's like me. God, I wish I didn't have this good look.
It's a curse.
Every day. God, I wish I wasn't so attractive. What, is she going to pick up now?
Well, I don't know.
What's up with her?
I'm not quite sure.
Maybe Blake will pick up.
What are you doing? I'm playing with matches.
Hi, what I did right now, your name, number.
Tracy, where you at, darling?
You're much better.
Honey, we're trying to call
you now. And see, now if she's playing a game, that adds credibility to it. Hey, 99 Left Balloons. All right, I like her. Let's give her a free pass.
You
found her. Hey, you're a big winner.
You hated her when she didn't have a 100 can opener. She has 99 red balloons on her on her answering machine.
Fantastic.
She's the winner.
99 Luft balloons.
You found her, the one Nana fan in all of Iowa.
You say Luft and I say red. Luft would be the German version.
Hey, come on now.
Luft balloons, which Neutra Neuna.
God. Tracy, this is Don and Mike. And Tracy,
hi.
You know, I'll call you after the news. We'll call you in a second, tell you one something.
That's right.
We'll see if you pick up the phone there.
And thanks to Nick, Heidi, Jeff, Eric, Mark, and, of course, our winner, Tracy.
There you go. She wins a trip to Los Angeles. Well, we'll tell her, you know, this is going to be one of those games we're going to have to hone and refine. We'll try it again in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think there are ways to beat people's cheating instincts.
And I don't really know that she was cheating.
Oh, you never could.
Per se.
She might not have been.
But she was a mom with a kid.
She had Blake there. Yeah, but a kid who she neglected, though. So many wrinkles in this game.
Imagine the times Blake's gone to school. What happened? Would Blake fall down the stairs again?
They didn't need to fall down the stairs. She left him at home with the gas on.
319.
Blake is at home right now staring at a can of unopened beans. Forever unopened. Blake, who never has tuna fish.
I have it all the time, Mike, with my old-fashioned can opener.
Well, now you get the ones that are sealed.
Hello, Tracy.
Yeah, I just made it back.
It's Don and Mike. Now, listen, first, do you abuse little Blake?
Well, no, he's got a babysitting certificate. He's all right.
Oh, he's an older kid.
He's 10, yeah.
Oh, so he can shut off the gas himself.
Oh, he's 10.
Maybe he's a little person.
For babysitting at 10?
You got to, hold on, what is your question, Rob?
Did she say he has a babysitting certificate?
Yeah, I took him to the rec and he got one over spring break.
You took him to what?
To the rec center.
The rec center, okay, so he can babysit but that's a little young, don't you?
Who would hire a 10-year-old, like Courtney Love might?
No, it's not for anybody else. We have a 2-year-old, and sometimes, like, if I go to the store or something, I mean, not for a long time or anything.
That's
not a bad time.
That's safe. You leave the 2-year-old or the 10-year-old because the rec center gave you a certificate?
I have one. Sometimes she has to go to the liquor store, and, you know, you don't want to bring a kid there.
Oh, so. Come on now.
I guess you're going to do something like that. It would help to have a certificate.
Well, there you go. So I'm legal if anything happens.
I just don't know if I'm in 2 years going to leave my daughter to watch my 6-year-old.
Mike's will be 10 years old in 2 years. You won't do that.
Need a certificate.
You won't do that.
I paid $30 for it. Come on.
Okay.
Tracy, well, then it's got to be worth it if you paid. Hey, if you laid out $310 for it, it's got to be good.
Can we get the gas again?
Tracy?
Well, I've got the radio on out there, so I don't want to hurt y'all's ears.
Tracy, congratulations. You're the winner of Outrun Your Phone. Tracy?
You're kidding me.
Tracy, you've won a grand prize trip for two to Los Angeles.
Nuh-uh,
to go to the 2004 Taurus World Stunt Awards.
Oh, my God. Is that with Dennis Murphy?
Yes, it is.
Oh, he was at a fair. The guy with the tongue and the arm.
That's
wonderful.
Thank you, Tracy.
The guy with the tongue and the arm. Or lack thereof. Spike TV, held in L.A. You'll go to Paramount Studios, Hollywood. Brought to you by Spike TV's 2004 Taurus World Stunt Awards with Dennis Hopper. Wednesday, May 26th, 9, 8 central on Spike TV.
So thank you. Get a sitter, not my 10-year-old, to watch the kids while I'm gone.
Yeah, get an adult.
Good idea. Tracy, I think I'll ask the question everybody wants to know. When did he leave you?
Who?
The father.
Mr. Tracy.
Oh, my husband, he's an iron worker. He's at work. I hope he didn't get blown over.
Thank God you're still happily married.
Okay, so listen, there is a man in that.
That's a good
thing.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Does he know that you're doing the scam where the 10-year-old watches the 2-year-old?
He's kind of doubtful, but, you know, I mean, they're my kids, too.
Yeah, just remember, so are we.
Okay.
Thank you. Where do you live, Tracy? Where's area code 319?
Iowa City, Iowa.
Iowa City, fantastic.
All right, have a great time in Los Angeles. Thank you for playing Outrun Your Phone. Hold on.
Y'all are kidding, though, right?
About what? What, going to L.A.?
Yeah.
No, you won,
you
Tracy.
Win the gun. You win.
Winner.
Okay.
You're a winner. Hold on a second, please, for your stuff.
Jesus. What, Rob?
The only thing that we were kidding about is the fact that there's a husband.
Oh, come on now. I've been to Germany. Watch out.
I don't even know what that means, but be proud.
Okay.
Get a certificate, Joe.
He's only 10, but he's got a certificate from the rec.
She got a certificate.
It was
30
bucks.
Husband.
30 yeah. bucks.
That's right.
Oh, hold on there, darling.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Expertly aged like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
That's right, everybody. And, oh, hey, another day has just flown by.
But I'll join you again tomorrow for more Best of Don and Mike. But wait, we've still got one more segment to go. So I want to say it's been great bringing it to you. And tomorrow we have lots more. In fact, we've got it for 2 weeks while Don and Mike are on vacation. So stick around and enjoy. Anyway, so getting right out of it. Hey, I believe tonight it's Tuesday, right? That means everybody across the country is going to be watching American Idol. Well, everybody except Buzz, perhaps. But anyway, we had this guy, not we, but Don and Mike had this guy on the show last year, Matt Rogers. Remember him? I didn't think so, but he made it on the Best of Don and Mike.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
Fun.
I've always loved it. I just love it. Why are there so many asses in this business, though? I love it. I love
there
it.
There have been since I've been in the business.
Yeah. I know, and there were before we got into the business.
I mean, it is loaded. And I think it's show business. I think it's every element of show business is loaded with people like this.
If it was a Campbell soup, radio would be a creamy chunk of ass.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so many.
Oh,
so many
I
jerks.
And when you get them all together, that's why I hated those conventions. I hated those conventions, but I love those conventions
mm-hmm.
where you get everybody under the same roof and everybody's like walking around going, hey.
Now, but you know the thing is,
look at me. I'm cool.
At least for a percentage of those guys, there's got to be some of those guys uh-huh. that remember like I do. There's nothing better. I mean, I love doing the show with you guys and what we do now, but I remember back so fondly when I first got into radio, the intimacy that you're there alone in a room.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I've done that.
Mm-hmm. Nobody else with you.
Right.
It's just you and the microphone and you're talking. I'm sounding
when
like
you do it for, I don't know if you're like me, but when you do it for the very, very first time, it's about the scariest thing in the whole wide world.
Yes, it is.
Not unless you practiced your whole life and you've BS'd your way. My first time, I was ready. Do you know, I was sitting in the air chair and they said, what's the first record? Mm-hmm. And I looked through whatever the current records were and I said, once you get started by Rufus.
Mm-hmm.
I said, why? I said, because I've been, seriously, I'm like 14, mm-hmm. 13. I've been waiting my whole life to do this. I'm a 13-year-old. Somebody should have just smacked me. I put the record on and it was like, WGEZ, yeah, here I am, baby. Do it. Love it.
From
love
the beginning. It. But I actually ran God Squad the very first time, and I was going to get my 1 hour after God Squad, after I got done playing the religious tapes in the morning, was
yeah.
going to be...
Mm-hmm.
Well, my first time was on a college radio station in Connecticut when I was 14 years old, and that was a pucker factor, you know, a little bit of a pucker factor. But then as soon as you open your mouth, it's like, yeah.
The greatest.
Yeah.
It's still the greatest. There's just so many.
And I pretended I had a lower voice.
So many jerk faces. There's a lot of that. Thank God I didn't. I always used my real voice.
Well, one could make an argument.
I am kidding, of course.
AO3.
I am kidding. Here you go. Matt Rogers. Here's the deal with this guy. American Idol, they've got the final 12, and they put them on a CD, and they're going to put them out on this concert tour. Now, American Idol says only the top 10 are going. And
now, in years past, have they had the top 12?
I could not tell you.
Okay, we'll have to ask him.
All I know is that this year, number 11 is the big dorky country guy, Matt Rogers. And he's starting a grassroots campaign to try to get people to sign his internet petition.
Mm-hmm.
And really, he needs some help. We just did a check here. He's got 2,400 signatures.
Well, let's get a little pub. See if we can help him out or not.
That ain't going to help.
Well, will it make a difference, though? I don't think so.
Well, I don't. You know, maybe.
You never
He'll
know.
He'll know the answer. Maybe it will.
This is Matt.
Hey, Matt, it's Don and Mike, and we're on the air right now. How you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. How you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for having me. We were just telling people, maybe you can tell us better. When you were on American Idol, Owen, we loved you on American Idol.
Let's give a round of applause.
Thanks.
You went to the 12. You were one of the 12, Matt.
I was one of the 12 survivors, baby.
Absolutely.
So when you signed up for the show, and now are you on the CD? Are you on the CD?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, so you're on the CD. Okay. You had to assume that you're going to be going out for the concert tour, right?
Yes, I did.
Now, we have a couple of questions about this. First of all, in years past, when they've all done the touring after the show is over, have they used the 12?
They used the top 10, but in shows past, like for the first show, they didn't have a top 12. They just had a top 10.
Oh, okay. All right.
And so I don't remember last year they did have a top 12, I guess, but only 9 went because, of course, Corey Carr got the boot, and then Josh Grayson couldn't go because he was in the Marines, so they only took 9.
So who told you? You assumed you were going. Who told you that you're not going on tour?
Well, when we sign our contracts, our lawyer's there, and he says, you know, top 10 are going on tour for sure, and 11 and 12 is an option, but pretty much you guys are guaranteed that you're going to go on the tour. They're not going to take just 10. So everyone's under the assumption that you go, but the actual contract we signed says 11 and 12 is an option, so I understand.
How important to your music career and staying with this is that tour to you, in your opinion?
It's important. I mean, it's important for me because I'm trying to make a lot of stuff happen. I like to get out there, and the exposure is always good. But plus, I think I have more fun than anybody on there on that stage, man. I love it. I just love getting in front of people and performing. So,
well, listen, Matt, I'm no homo, but I'll tell you this: that at least
I'll tell you this, Matt. You really look like a homo in those white
pants. No, I want to say something. I'm no homo. But in my mind...
You think he's the dreamiest guy?
You were the only masculine presence on that show, with no offense to George Huff, who was like the second person. But then you've got JPL, you've got the red-haired boy.
Don Stevens.
I mean, this guy's the only guy that at least represents men.
And Rogers is the only guy with chest hair out there. What's going on?
But you are also, you have that kind of country thing going for you too, right? I would think that would be a nice little balance to the rest of the performers.
So have you?
I was too, man. I'm sad that I'm not going. Well, I thought, you know, to be honest, like, you kind of sit there and you think, like, okay, you know, what are my odds? And I thought, you know, I'm kind of like the only man's man, and there's only three guys on the tour, so, all right, they're going to take me for sure.
Mm-hmm. I would think
now,
so.
Now, did you call Fox, or did you have your manager call Fox and say, hey, put Matt on this tour?
It's not up to Fox. Everyone on Fox and everyone on American Idol wants me to go. It's up to 19 management. From now on, none of us have anything to do with American Idol. We're all in the hands of 19 management.
But now, is
on the tour, it's their CD, everything.
But isn't 19 management the company that runs American Idol?
They're in cahoots with each other. It's more in depth than I know. I just know that American Idol kind of owns us, and 19 owns us, and then after it's over, 19 owns us.
I wanted to ask you about American Idol because I've asked other people associated with the show about this. As far as the work schedule, I got the impression they just worked you guys to death. Was it a grueling schedule when you got to the top 12?
No, although grueling was when you're in L.A. After you get in front of Paul, Randy, and Simon, then you go to L.A., and there's 117 of you guys trying to make the top 32.
Right.
That's the most grueling because you're up at 6:37, and you're done with that day at like 8, and they give you your assignment for the next day at like 11:30 at night.
Wow. So, I knew it was that kind of schedule.
So do you think if you get a petition going, oh, listen, I want to ask you something. Do you remember a guy from the show named Dean Bamowitz?
Yeah, Dean Bamowitz is a hairdresser.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we had him on the show yesterday.
He had
speaking of homos.
Yeah.
We didn't notice.
Listen, do you really think, Matt, that getting a petition together, this online petition, do you think that this is going to change anybody's mind at this 19 company, this Fox 19 company?
It just shows them that there's a lot of people out there that want to see me. I didn't start the petition. It was actually my fans, which I'm really appreciative that they did that. I think it's awesome. But I think it just shows them, like, you know, a lot of people want to see this guy on tour, and it could help your ticket sales because a lot of them are saying, hey, I'm not going to go if Matt doesn't go. And I know that they're not, you know, that ticket sales, they're not doing bad, but they're not selling out. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I told them at first when everything came out, they were like, and on every TV show, on everything, they're like, oh, you can go see the top 12 on tour. So I told them, like, hey, dude, well, the top 12 is not going on tour, so quit promoting the top 12 if we're not going, because you're basically using us to sell tickets when we're going to get asked out in the end and we're not going to go.
So you think that this website actually can help you? Maybe they might come around, or you think they'll dig their heels in and go, hey, you know, petition or no petition, you know, the hell with you.
I hope so, because, I mean, I have a good relationship with everyone there, and a lot of them are all saying, you know, Matt, we really want you to go, we really want you to go, but it's a business decision, and it's like, you know, the thing is, why do they want to spend, I mean, it comes out to something like $220,000 per contestant for the 2.5-month tour, so if they're not going to sell any more tickets, why do they want to pay me another $220,000 out of their pocket, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So that's what I hope this petition gets across, is that they will sell more tickets if I'm on there.
Okay, but if you get on, do you make $200,000?
Yeah, you make like, with merchandise and everything, it comes out for like $200.
Well, hell, no wonder you want to go on that
See,
tour,
now,
Matt.
Matt, that's all you had to mention.
We'll help you out, buddy.
You can throw in all the baloney about your fans and all that other stuff. You're talking about, you got a chance to make 200 grand.
Yeah. Seriously, how much money do they make on that show and on the tour?
How much money they make on that show? You know,
really.
It's a printing press.
Yeah, I mean, and I think he would add a little balance to this. I mean, he was entertaining, and it was, I mean, he should be on the tour.
Are you kidding?
Well, it's not just all the money, too, because I even told him, like, look, dude, you guys can pay me half. I'll take a freaking pay cut. I'll go for 100 grand. You know what I mean?
That's a good
hold on. No, I disagree, Mike.
You know? To be honest with you guys, I'd even go for 50 grand.
Matt, now you know what you're doing.
Now don't do this.
Now you're pricing yourself out of the market.
No.
Now, listen, you don't say that on the radio. In real life, maybe you think that, but your price is $220 what the rest are getting.
Now, are you in contact with anybody like in Nashville or any of the country producers to do any kind of an album like that?
No, mostly, to be honest, I'm concentrating more on, like, TV, with the small screen and the silver screen. I have a lot of movie readings coming up, and I'm in really good with CAA, and my agent over there, Erin Coley, La Chapelle, she's awesome. So she's sending me on a lot of work, so I'm actually excited. You know, I have no complaints whatsoever.
And, Matt, what is the, do you have an actual web address where people can write this? Do you want them to go to the Fox website or another website?
They could go to the Fox website and...
What's that, Eidolon Fox?
EidolonFox.com, and then go under, you know, find under Matt Rogers, and then the petition's on there.
Okay.
There's a little link.
I think that today you'll probably get, and we got, how many, 50 cities, something like that?
Yeah, before we have 48, 49 cities.
I bet you'll get 100,000 people signing up for you today.
Just to help them out.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm very serious.
Don't
I urge
fair.
Everybody to, because you bring up a point here that's really very true. They're making money hand over fist. We loved watching you squirm on the wire every week. You made it from 70,000 to 12.
Right.
Hey. Give the guy the payoff. Put the guy on the tour.
I gave my best, and that's all I could do.
Let you know, give the guy the same amount of money as you're gonna give the red-haired boy. Right.
Right.
I mean,
he's got more talent than the redhead boy. I don't know whether that's a compliment or not.
Oh, and listen, Matt, we have to know who's number 12. We couldn't remember who number 12 was.
Leah LaBelle. She's a good girl too. She's in Seattle.
Well, that's right. She was pretty good.
Oh, Leah LaBelle. Yeah. I remember her too. Well, we could do without her.
She's got a sexy little Bulgarian accent. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you an American Idol question here. The best and the worst thing about the entire experience. What was the best part of it?
Oh, wow. The best part of it was getting in front of all those people and all the support, knowing that all these people are watching you, and then just going to the red carpet events and, like, you're the superstar. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And the worst part of it?
The worst part about it was all the assumptions that people had of you that were just way off base. Like, everyone, like, and I did exactly what they told me not to do, read the message board and read all the hype and stuff like that.
Oh, don't do that,
like,
dude.
Yeah. Like, don't. Dean Vanowitz redid my hair. Everyone was saying I was wearing a wig.
I was
laughed about it because, I mean, I don't care. I got the hardest friends in the world. They all bag on me, so I didn't care about that.
Let me ask you a serious, serious question.
Yeah.
This, I swear to God, is absolute serious, because we're talking money.
Okay.
Yesterday was my wife's 49th birthday. She wants someone to perform on her 50th birthday. How much would you charge to if I flew you in, put you up at a first-class hotel, first-class plane, to play in my backyard a year from yesterday, how much would you charge?
A year from yesterday, how much would I charge?
Yeah, because it's a year to her 50th birthday, and Don's just pricing all the talent, and, you know, it starts with Boz Skaggs, and he's working his way around here.
No, I totally appreciate the fact that you asked me, and I would just,
if you
wanted me to bring my band, I'd just bring my band, and I'd just ask that you hook them up, and then...
So what do you...
Expenses, I guess.
I'll tell you that...
accommodations.
I don't need to make money. Honest to God, I would do it for the plane ticket and the hotel, and I would ask that you just pay my band probably like $200 a person.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
There you go.
You're now the front runner.
I'm coming to that part. Well, you know, based on how cool he is, and by that time, you really ought to just etch this in stone, because all of a sudden he gets the movie role.
Listen. You got it. That's the deal. I'll buy you and your crew first-class tickets, put you up at a first-class hotel. You get paid nothing, and your crew gets $200 a man.
There you go.
To see my wife's birthday.
It's only a five-person crew, so it's going to cost you $1,000.
And no problem. And, Matt, in return, I guarantee you, you're going to get a hit with people if you go to Eidolon Fox. Donmikeshow.com and write in that you heard Matt on our, you heard him on our show today, but just give him his money. You
I know, mean, let, let the guy have the tour.
Show
I mean,
me the money, baby.
Well, seriously, you know what, really? I mean, they work your ass off for this show. You're on this show. You know, you're putting yourself on the line every week, and I really think it's fair. And the other part is they need the balance of this guy, of That's Matt true. On the show, simply to be the anti-John Stevens.
Good point.
I appreciate it. I hope it happens.
All right, listen, Matt, let's do this. Let's keep in touch. We'll call you in a couple of days, and you tell us if you don't see, seriously, tens of thousands,
I hope that, well, that should happen.
Maybe 100 people.
I think our listeners will step up.
They will, because I'm on Fox.com.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Listeners out there, if you guys step up for me, that'd be huge and greatly appreciated. And then, if you even want to take it a step further, if I do get on the tour.
Yes.
We should auction off, like, free tickets and then go backstage and meet the idols. I could hook that up, and you could, like, auction
We'd
out
go with
all
that.
Different one of your cities.
Sure. Hey, that'd be fantastic.
Very cool. That'd be great, Matt.
Hey, Matt, do you think you would have gone further if you would have worn a flower in your hair? Like Jasmine Trias.
No, he wasn't from Hawaii. It wouldn't
He was
work.
Not. Yeah. All right, Matt Rogers, there he is. Number 11 from American Idol, getting screwed by the man.
Good luck with everything you do, Matt. I hope it works out for you.
Please go to idolonfox.com. We'll check back with you. Good luck, Matt.
Thank you.
All right, see you, dude. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, hey, you know, he was okay.
Yeah.
Well, you got to, and he's got a band, too. So, I mean, you really, you've got the 50th birthday party covered.
Perfect.
He was not a jerk.
He was not a jerk.
No, he wasn't a jerk.
That's how we rate the guys.
You know what? Regardless, I feel for the guy. They really do kill those guys when they're on that show. They make tons of money. Give the kid a break.
And you're right about the balance, too.
I got to pick up the handset.
Just remember, it's a year from now, though.
Hello? I'm listening to a phone ring here for a second. Hi, Samantha. It's me, Mike Source. Is Frida there? Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
I've got to get the beep, beep.
Do you think she's going to be impressed?
I bet you don't know who he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She might be a bit underwhelmed.
Just wait. Yeah. Was she saying it last night, Buzz, at dinner? She was.
Yes. Yes, she was.
Did she say anybody?
No, she
didn't say that, no.
She said somebody famous.
Well, he's famous.
Yeah.
I've already got him booked. And my God, it's a bargain.
The 11th greatest singer in America.
Where's he based? Where's
he's
his
not
band?
A jerk. Samantha, you're on the radio, if that's okay with you.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Hey, would you pass a message on to her? Because I know she's working.
Well.
Will you just tell her that of course, you work with her. You know. Yesterday was Lala Day, her birthday, right?
Yes, I know.
Everybody knows.
She said she had such a great time.
Well, just
that's a good thing.
Give her this message.
Okay.
She wants somebody to perform next year, and I have already got the services of a major entertainer to perform at my wife's 50th birthday.
You did.
Please tell her we just finished up the deal. This is not a joke.
Okay.
From American Idol, the 11th finalist. Matt Rogers. Laugh if you will. Laugh if you will.
Why are you laughing?
Are you serious?
I am serious.
Very serious.
He will do it.
The 11th finalist?
Yeah, he didn't make the top 10. He's not going on the tour.
He was the big guy. He was the big guy with the beard, remember?
Did you watch American Idol?
I really tried not to.
Oh, of course.
I kept getting sucked into it.
Yeah, well, he was the big country guy, so just tell Frida, whenever she's done doing whatever it is she's doing,
okay,
that I've got that covered. And thanks for going on the radio with us.
Okay.
All right, bye, Samantha.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's the man.
Well, I think that reaction might be typical.
Think so.
Yeah. Think you got so. The 11th finalist.
Okay. All I know is Daddy can afford that.
Yeah, well, it depends on where they're flying from, Don. True.
Compared to the other guys, who cares, right? And now here he is. Happy birthday, Frida. Matt Rogers. No, you know, he'd come out, he would kill. He'd probably do a great job.
Yes,
put him out in the backyard by the barbecue.
Sure.
By the chairs, by those bug things we got in the backyard.
And if you can get him, you can probably get John Peter Lewis. You know, really. You know, seriously. You don't. Here's the deal. You don't have to have them all perform. You can have them perform like karaoke. You get it like a regular DJ, but just fly them all in. Like, just, what if you instead of
just
saying,
have him do cameos.
Just have him do cameos.
You know. Oh, hold on.
That's the idea.
It's like the guy that opened the club. It was in Vegas, I think.
Right.
He paid Missy Elliott $100,000.
Right.
To walk in the club, look around, and walk out.
That's it.
That's all he did.
They do that in Miami. They do that everywhere.
I would pay John Stevens $50 to come to my house and just walk around.
Get John Peter Lewis, Matt Rogers, and John Stevens.
Wow. Sorry, we're out of time.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.